Tonight, we have a pretty full show on Pretty Late. First up, the Red Eyes Geek to Me writer Elliot Serrano. Then we'll check in with a very cool company called The Frock Shop. Mark Carman, of course, joins us for Playing Catch with Carm. And comedian Brian Hicks will stop by. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Baskin.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us Pretty Late. I am your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and there's definitely a crispness. I was going to say Christmas. That would be inaccurate. A crispness in the air. And I love fall. It's just a beautiful time of year. It's a weird time of year because it's also blended with Halloween. So you've got this great change of the seasons. And then, everyone starts decorating with goblins and ghouls and witches and monsters, all kinds of things. And I decided that we would book Adam Seltzer, who's been on the show before. He's a historian and does some ghost tours around the city. And last time he was here, I asked him about his tour, about the locations he visits, because he kind of takes people around the city and tells them the history of it and who died there, under what circumstances, and what the stories are about the hauntings. And I asked him if he does any of the what his limits are as far as the timeline, you know. So I asked him specifically if he does the John Wayne Gacy house, because that's nearby. That's an unincorporated Norwood Park. And he said no. He said he actually has a rule that's too soon. He feels that it's too soon, and out of respect for the family members, for the victims' family members, he does not do John Wayne Gacy's house as one of the stops on his tour. And I thought that was really interesting, and I thought that was remarkable, and I wanted to have him back on the show because there is a story in the news today. And it's been in the news a couple weeks. I saw this actually on WGN Morning News. Annabelle Laval was doing around town, and they were doing the haunted house in the area. I'm not going to say which one, because I'm sure you can find it. Maybe you've seen the story. They're taking advantage of, and you know what? People like to be scared, and I know that serial killers are fascinating to people. It's gory, with the Gacy story, there's a clown involved, so that adds an element of, gore, I guess, or an image that people are afraid of. I do think that it's not respectful, everyone's allowed their opinion. I'm not saying they shouldn't do it. Everyone's allowed to express themselves and to explore different avenues of gore. I think it's unfortunate. I do think it's a shame that they're doing it, because I don't know any other way than to say it's icky. Halloween is about exploring what we fear, and I guess that would be their explanation. I know one of the actors who portrays the killer a few years ago, he did the performance, because there's an actor in there who plays the serial killer, and he said he portrayed him in California, and he himself was the survivor of a homicide, in that his brother was killed at a young age, at 18, not by Gacy, but by somebody else. And he felt that portraying Gacy was cathartic for him. And he, so that's one victim story of exploration. I do think that we all, if you're recovering from a violent crime, we all have different ways of recovering. I myself am also a homicide survivor, and then I had a very close relative who was murdered. I think that there is an element, perhaps, that we should observe and respect to the survivors in the case of this really bizarre decision to have a haunted house room that depicts John Wayne Gacy. I mean, we see so many horrible stories in the news. There's now a recent story, and I wanted to thank, he's not a disaster. I was going to tell Rob Martier that he did a really great job during that interview that Pete McMurray had discussing the murders in Indiana, and asked where people could find out about how to connect with the police department if they have a lost family member. And, the thing is that we forget that there are real people involved in these horrific, nationally, sensationalized stories. There are real people who are suffering, who have lost a loved one, who for the rest of their lives will be changed. That the impact is immeasurable. And I just think that there's something really just icky about glorifying it, about having fun with it. I'm not, I guess I am judging. If you disagree, we agree to disagree. But that's my take on it. We are going to catch up with Geek to Me, Elliot Serrano, coming up after the break. I'm Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. It's pretty late. It's not really late. It's just pretty late. It's not super late. It's not crazy late. It's just pretty late. And I'm live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue with the Red Eyes Geek to Me, Elliot Serrano. Hey, Elliot. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm kind of enthralled by this winged horse outside the window.
Isn't it stunning?
It's like, wow.
Pegasus is coming right through the window.
He is. It's like he's going to crash through it. Can I just jump on his back and fly off?
Well, I have a real problem with that. Well, I don't know if he would I don't know if he would fly off, but many people have tried. We've sat in here and watched people. I've tried to yell at them. Apparently, through these double-pane glass windows, I cannot be heard, which is surprising, the volume that I use. People climb up on there.
Don't you have like a button that you can hit so people can hear you in the speakers or something?
It happens during a commercial break sometimes. And so if I yell, you can actually hear me yelling during a commercial break.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
And there are other buttons involved that would have to isolate me yelling at them. So I just sent security out there. On Sunday night, there was a girl doing... You know what? I shouldn't even say what she was doing because it would just encourage others to try to get a similar photo. So let's not even... These statues are up and down Michigan Avenue as part of the Chicago Police Department's Memorial Fund. So these horses are to represent a horse. They're riderless horses. So there's supposed to be someone in the saddle, and it's a fallen police officer. So why don't you keep your asses off these horses? I'm sorry.
Well, but they put a saddle on it. I mean, I know it's supposed to be a riderless saddle, but you... By putting the saddle on there, you're almost encouraging folks to try it.
That sounds so incredibly familiar.
Yeah, it seems like we've talked about that before.
I've said the exact same thing. It's very tempting. It's tempting. It has a bridle. It has a saddle.
Right.
But once you know what the intention is, what the representation is, doesn't that change your desire a little bit?
Okay, when do you figure that out? When you read it?
Yeah, you have to read
it. We all know people don't read.
They don't read. So. They don't read. That's why I have to yell at every single one of them as I see them try to hoist themselves on the rider.
And won't you damn kids just get off my lawn? Get off my lawn.
You can come by and take a picture with the horse, and then if you send it to the Memorial Fund, they have an email address on there, and they will donate $1 for each photo that is sent in.
Really?
So you and I, with our selfiness.
Well, we should go out there and do it.
We should definitely do a selfie.
Next commercial break.
All right. We're going to go outside and do that. Yeah. I like that. We're also going to work out at some point during the show. So those
Where's
of you,
the camera?
There are four cameras in the studio.
Are these cameras actually running right now?
The cameras are here, everywhere.
Everywhere. And the emergency exit is to the
there.
Rear.
Yeah, it's right yes. there.
For reals, are these things running right
for
now?
For reals?
These are, for reals, yeah.
Yes.
So people can actually go on the website and see me right
we are,
now.
Yes. You go to WGNRadio.com. You go to, you see Patty Vasquez. You can listen or you can wait for it. Watch. In the,
and you still get to listen. The watching thing does play the audio, so you get everything.
Give it a moment.
Full deal.
It's a banner right now.
There's going to be a commercial, too.
Right now people can see that I've got my Wonder Woman action figure. So I did bring Wonder Woman with
me. Yeah, I saw that.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what happened to Buffy?
Buffy is actually still in her packaging. I don't play
That's
with Buffy.
That's smart.
I don't play with Buffy.
That's smart.
So I'm not.
Collector's item.
Well, you're supposed to have two.
One to play with. I just had the one. Maybe I'll see if I can get a used one somewhere. Are they worth a lot of money now, the Buffy ones?
I don't think so. I have the 12-inch one that that is more, yes. more valuable. And I have a couple of these smaller ones that, if you want, I can bring you one.
Will you bring me one to play
with? I'll bring you one,
all right.
Sure.
He's going to bring me a small one to play with. I like that.
Sure. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if you can click into one of the... Can we change... can you isolate one of the quadrants?
No. You can expand, but that's the best you can do, and that's expanding everything, not the individual.
Thank God. Because we really don't want to see me.
Oh, you're adorable.
Well, you can see. Mm-hmm. People can see you. They also... There's a DVR function, Elliot, so this can live on in infamy.
People can record this?
Yes. And also, it's helping me improve my posture now that I know people are watching. You know, because you have no idea. When we first started doing the show and there weren't cameras, I was really doing my show kind of like this. So it's really changed the way that I do this. No, it's weird. You know, there are things like I do take a lot of selfies. As you were mentioning, you asked me at the Billy Goat if I'm going to stop updating my profile picture. I do a new one every single week. So I'll sit here and I'll keep taking pictures so people during the breaks can watch me pretty much take 100, like with my head tilted to the right, my head tilted to the left. But so that's the fascination of watching us on WGNRadio.com. But we are going to work out during one of the news breaks. Last night we had a winner. They got a $25 gift card last night. We have to make sure we have enough cards for each time we do a workout. I know we have a couple from Apt Electronics that we can do. We've got.
Yep. And we still have some Paisanos ones that I think we can give away.
Okay.
Well, I don't understand. Why would I work out if you're just going to give me pizza afterwards?
We're not
going to
give you pizza.
Not you.
Oh, I don't get it?
No. Someone has to let us know which news break we were working out. And actually, last night, I love that they were very specific. They actually told us what workout we were doing, our thigh workout.
Yeah. One of the people tried to do it with us.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah. So that's pretty awesome. The winner said his thighs were burning too.
I left my hand weights in the car. We were going to do arms. No, they're in the car. I wonder if I can make it during the next news break, because then you'll know it won't be that news break.
Someone else can get them for you, maybe.
Can they? Yeah. It's a heavy bag, because you know why? It's hand weights.
It's like, it can't be that heavy. How heavy are these hand weights?
I brought 5-pound and 3-pound weights.
Okay, so a total of 20 pounds is in the bag.
Maybe. But it's surprising when you pick up a backpack that's that heavy. Like, you don't expect it to be. I mean, how heavy does your backpack get, Elliot?
Well, considering I usually have like quarter pounders in it, not that heavy.
Yeah, but. And papers.
And
right.
Some.
No hand weights.
The wrapping that around a quarter
pounder. It gets bulky.
Yeah.
Now, why didn't you bring your action figure? I often see Captain Picard in many of your selfies.
Well, no, Captain Picard was on loan, so I can't.
Oh, who?
That one belongs to my friend Shannon, who is the biggest Star Trek fan in Chicago. So she loaned me Captain Picard to have at a show that I did for the Nerdalogs. I have Captain Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
I have Captain Benjamin Sisko, but the one that I actually carry around with me everywhere is the Wampa. I have an Empire Strikes Back Wampa. He goes with me everywhere.
What's a Wampa? And I've seen Star Wars, so I should know this.
You want to answer that?
What's the Wampa? Do I have to Google Wampa?
I am pretty sure it's a Wookiee.
No, white thing that attacked Luke in Empire Strikes
Back.
Oh,
and it gets sliced open and he gets shoved in there?
No, that's the Tauntaun.
Oh, the Tauntaun.
That's the thing he rode.
Oh, like the snow
Wampa's
monster.
The big like snow monster thing that attacked him in Empire Strikes Back to cover up for the fact that Mark Hamill had scars on his face from the
Corvette accident. Right. Was it a Corvette?
Well, he did Corvette Summer. I'm not sure if he
got a Corvette.
Corvette, and that's what he had the accident in. We just know that it was a car accident.
So he's just the abominable snowman.
Pretty much.
Yes. Yeah. What was the movie that wasn't the one with that he was in? There was where he plays a cop. Which one? And he ends up taking his pants off by the end of the movie to prove that. Do you know what I'm talking about? You really know what I'm talking about, Craig? There's a movie that Mark Hamill's in where he plays a cop, and in order to prove that he's willing to go off with this girl, he takes off his uniform down to his boxers.
I'm thinking about the John Carpenter movie where he was a cop, but I don't think he did that in that
movie. What movie was that?
Oh, I'm drawing a blank now.
It's Googling with Patty Vasquez. Everyone get your Google out.
What was that one movie he was in where he does that voice and it's like a character from a comic book or something?
Isn't he the Joker for Batman?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was referencing.
He was also in The Big Red One with Lee Marvin. That was another film that he did when he was still flush in his in the days of the Star Wars films.
Okay. Have you seen him on Criminal Minds? It's so weird.
No, I've not. I hear he's really good.
He's really good. Yeah, he's really evil. So he's horrible.
You obviously know that the first Star Wars movies launched him. Now that he's going to be in these new Star Wars movies, is he going to pop up in every movie after that? Is this Mark Hamill take two?
Well,
of
he's certainly become a character actor, so that's a nice little career for not little career.
I mean
who wouldn't want that?
More Luke Skywalker, though, we're going to have to put him in everything.
Well, yeah. Spoiler: you're not. I don't think you're going to get that much Luke Skywalker in Episode 7 because if you follow the formula of the Star Wars movies, mm-hmm. then Luke isn't. You know, he's not going to be in the rest of the films.
Right.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what he's telling me, but it sounds terrible.
I know. I'm girding myself for that moment.
Do you know that right before he was in Star Wars, he was on Eight Is Enough?
Yep. And General Hospital.
Wow.
And then he was also on an episode of One Day at a Time. Remember, he was Schneider's nephew who was stealing stuff. Oh my goodness, how can I
remember? The night the lights went out in Georgia. That's the movie I'm thinking of. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Great song. It's a really good song.
Great song.
I can't believe I went to go see that because I had a big crush on Luke Skywalker. And I don't know why. I don't think it was a kid's. I'm pretty sure it was not a kid's movie. A small town stud wants to go to Nashville and be a big country star. I don't remember any of this movie. I just remember Mark Hamill taking off his clothes down to his boxers. I don't know why that would be exciting to a kid.
How did I miss that?
And I'd always heard that Mark Hamill had taken the points, that rather than salary, he decided to take the points on the movie.
Actually, that was the story is I've been dying to actually ask him whether that's true or mm-hmm. it's like urban legend, but that Lucas kind of as a gift to both him, Harrison Ford, and Carrie Fisher. Gave them like some points after the fact.
It was after the fact. Okay. Right. Because at first wasn't the mythology, the lore that he was offered either salary or points.
Right. No, okay. But that the story is that it happened after the fact. And Lucas being quite generous, and that's why they pretty much don't have to really work for the rest of their lives.
Really? Wow. By the way, I don't know why the phone lines are lighting up, but they are. I'm sure there's something else that I'm completely wrong about. But you're listening Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, and I'm hanging out with Red Eyes Geek to Me, Elliot Serrano. You can follow him on Twitter at...
Elliot, two L's, two T's, two R's, Elliot Serrano.
And he and I enjoy taking selfies all over the place. You're listening to us. I feel like dancing. Every time you play music, Craig, I feel like dancing. You know when I really feel like dancing? When I have a pretty dress on. There are so many events that I have to go to. Sometimes there's actually a great event for Autism Speaks every year for the Academy Awards, and I'm usually one of the MCs, and I love doing it. And I've worn the same dress 2 years in a row because I don't want to commit financially to an expensive gown, and you want to kind of keep up. The guys are wearing tuxedos. They look great. So the women always want to look beautiful, and there's someone on the line with us that can give me a solution because I know where I'm going next time I need a pretty dress. I'm going to the Frock Shop, and we have Jennifer Burrell, who's the owner of the Frock Shop. How are you doing, Jennifer?
Hi, Patty. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for staying up pretty late with us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Tell us what the genesis was. Where did the idea come from to open this shop?
Well, I was literally cleaning out my closet one day, and I noticed all of the dresses that I had, and these were like my prom dress, my pageant dresses, because I used to do pageants, and my wedding dress.
Oh.
And I just thought to myself, like, this is just a waste of money. I have all of these beautiful dresses. I only wore them for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be a way for women to look great for all of these events that we have to go to without breaking the bank. And I just figured if men can rent tuxedos, then women should be able to rent dresses.
And I love the range of options you have, because you have, like, you know, every time I watch TV now, and actually I saw a lot of homecoming pictures with the same sorts of dresses, but these sort of really slinky short dresses that, you know, I don't know if I would look good in them, but it seems very popular. Like, on your website right now, I'm talking about, like, the Godfrey dress. I don't know if you know which one I'm talking about.
Yes.
So that's, I mean, you gotta be really comfortable with your thighs. It's a beautiful dress. And then you also have these long flowing evening gowns that are really stunning, and things that kind of look like they're out of Great Gatsby, like the Gatsby vintage gown. This is cool.
Yeah. And that's like kind of a big trend, like with black tie parties now, you know, they're not just having the regular parties, they're having a lot of themes. So like the Great Gatsby and Alice in Wonderland and all types of themes are really in right now. So we actually get dresses that are going to work for these theme parties that everyone is going to.
And the thing is, on your website, women, you know, when we go to shopping, there's usually the same model over and over again. And you show the range of body types on your site as well. So that kind of gives women an idea, like, okay, I got those curves. I might be able to, I like that one.
Right. Our site is actually unique because we model the dresses in real women. Mm-hmm. And so if there's a size 14 dress on the site, it's going to be on a size 14 model, not on a size 2 model. So, you know, women get an idea of how the dress is actually going to look on them.
Yes, I agree. Well, although the only thing I get worried about for me, because I have to wear a bra with stuff, because I know that you can have these delivered. So you have a rental period, either 4 days or 7 days, which I love that you give that option. But how do women know that it's going to work for them for their bra?
Well, there's a few things. We have a text to fit service. So basically, if you're shopping on our website and you have a question about a dress,
mm-hmm.
there's a phone number on the site that you can text us and you can ask us questions about the dresses. So we've seen all of our dresses on real women, not just on models, on real women, and we'll give you a very realistic and honest assessment of how we think the dress is going to fit on you. And that's just by asking you a few questions, like what size do you normally wear
mm-hmm.
in jeans, or, okay, you shop at, I don't know, Express. What size do you normally wear
in
tops at Express or whatever? So we give that honest assessment, and that's really the way it works. It's kind of hard when you're shopping for things online,
mm-hmm.
so... we do the best job that we can do when it comes to that. But, you know, we also have a showroom in Chicago. So most people, if they're in Chicago or the suburbs,
mm-hmm.
they just come to our showroom and they actually try the dresses on.
And where is your showroom?
We're in Pilsen. So we are inside of the Lacuna building, which is like a really cool, creative, artistic building that has a lot of businesses in it.
Mm-hmm.
which is right off of Cermak and Halsted. We're at 2150 South Canalport Avenue.
And now women can come in and just try on the dresses. See, that seems like the way to go. But if you don't have that option, it sounds like you really do a great job of personalizing it for women who have to shop online.
Yes, yes. So you can do it either or. I mean, we even have some women that are in the Chicagoland area, but they're in like a far suburb like Waukegan, and mm-hmm. they don't want to drive all the way to the city.
Sure.
So, you know, they'll just get online and they'll order a dress and we ship it to them, and we include a prepaid return envelope for them to ship it back to us.
I'm so in love with this. When I found you, because I may be going to the Chicago Emmys, and you know, the guys that I was going to go with, I haven't decided yet if I'm going, because it's one of those things where, you know, it's like everyone's doing something, and I'm guessing you know this. November 1st seems like a really busy day for events. Is that correct?
Yes. Something about like once fall kicks in, mm-hmm. like, you know, October, November, that's kind of like the start of black tie season in Chicago. So there are a lot of black tie events going on in October and November.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised. Like all of a sudden I was getting all these requests to do something on November 1st. And then how is it for prom season? I'm guessing there are a lot of girls who are excited that they can come in and try on dresses and not have to worry about, I'm gonna be honest with you, Jennifer, I spent way too much on my prom dress because I was so self-conscious about my body. And I was having, you're a teenager, you have the hormones raging and nothing fits. You don't feel good in anything. And I think also the burden of having to spend money was sort of frustrating. So how is it at prom season at your store?
Prom season is probably one of our busiest seasons. And, you know, with the prom girls, it's really great because we have a lot of parents that come in with their teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these girls are not only going to prom, but they're going to homecoming. They're going to winter formals. You know, then prom rolls around and then graduation. And they need dresses to wear to all of these events. And
right.
The way teenagers are now with, like, Instagram and Facebook, like, they do not want to be seen in the same dress twice. So, you know, prom is great for us because you get to save a lot of money on a prom dress because they're very expensive. And
yeah.
We just like to know that, like, we're helping, you know, families save money because that's what our prom customer is. It's like, you know, a mother and a father with maybe, you know, two or three kids that, you know, just cannot afford to buy a new dress for all of their kids for all of these events that take place like junior and senior year.
And tell us, what's the range of prices for renting a dress?
Everything that we have is under $150 to rent.
Right.
So, and the 150 dresses, those are going to be the ones that are like fully sequin, feathers, you know, a lot going on.
I'm looking at the modern mermaid gown, and that is so pretty. It's such a beautiful dress. Yep.
Right. I mean, most women that, like, rent for black tie events, mm-hmm. you know, they can come to us and rent a dress for under $100.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm noticing that, too. And I wish I could wear something like the Sheer Illusion gown. That's not happening, but somebody would look great in that.
Yes. Yeah, the Sheer is, like, a big trend that you have to be. It's for the young girls, I say. I'm way past the Sheer short age, so we bring those dresses in for, like, the young teenagers.
Well, you do have something that would be for women like us who there was some element of Sheer, like the wow factor. I'm shopping right now on the show. I'm talking to Jennifer Burrell, the owner of the Frock Shop. You can go to the frockshopchicago.com and get some ideas of the wonderful dresses she has available there for rental so that you don't have to commit to these really expensive and gorgeous dresses. And before I let you go, how much is the fashion you provide influenced by television and movies? Because it looks like I'm seeing some things that are very Sofia Vergara, a little Scarlett Johansson.
Right. Yeah, we actually have trend merchandisers. So mm-hmm. they are like girls that are always watching the award shows, mm-hmm. reality TV, you know, everything related to pop culture. And they send us trend reports. They'll send me trend reports, you know, every month to let me know this is what so-and-so celebrity is wearing and et cetera, et cetera. Because just today, the way culture is, you know, we're just very influenced by what celebrities are wearing. So that definitely has a big influence on the dresses that we carry. And then we also carry some dresses that actual celebrities have worn.
What?
So, yeah.
what do you have, Jennifer?
We have dresses that all the Kardashians, like Khloe, Kim, all the Kardashians have worn.
Right.
Katy Perry, who is a singer.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few of the Victoria's Secret models. There are so many of them, I don't remember exact names. Just a lot of dresses that have been seen on the red carpet. Octavia Spencer.
Yes.
Who was in The Help. Just this exact same styles. We have those available for rent. And a lot of those dresses, you know, go up to, you know, $800, $1,000, and you can rent them for less than $150.
This is really cool. I'm looking at the dress, the Octavia Spencer one that's the Tadashi dress, and these are really cool. I want to thank you for creating a business that addresses a need that women have. I mean, it may sound sort of, you know, frivolous to some people, but there are these events we have to go to, whether it's for work or for family, you know, just a lot of, or just to celebrate. I thank you for giving us an option.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
And again, that's the Frock Shop, Chicago.com. You can find her address and all the information about choosing dresses and the options you have for rental. Thank you. And we look forward to talking to you again because I may be stopping by.
Okay. Yeah. We hope to see you soon.
Absolutely. That's Jennifer Burrell, and we will talk to her again soon. Thank you for hanging out pretty late. This is Patty Vasquez. Thank you for listening pretty late. I do think it's a cool business to give women an option instead of committing to an expensive dress for special events, because coming up on Monday, I have a special event that I've been trying to decide what I'm going to wear to the Shambler's Ball, which is an event that Elliot Serrano is here to tell us about. What's going on Monday night?
Well, the Chicago Loot Drop is holding their annual fundraiser this year. It's called the Shambler's Ball, taking place at, hey, guess what? I'm ready for it this time. taking place at the Public House Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I kept saying it incorrectly last time.
Oh, you did?
It's like,
did you get trouble? Were they giving you a hard time?
No, they weren't giving me a hard time. But it's essentially Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. It's going to be a an English country dance.
Okay.
Where at one point, the zombies are going to attack the dancers.
What?
Yes.
Not too violently.
No. Okay. Actually, they've explained how it's going to work. If you go to the Facebook page for the event, mm-hmm. when the zombies attack, you will pretty much have to beat them at rock, paper, scissors.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
intense.
They're going to have this cool thing. They're going to have music. They're going to have sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
To get you in the mood, and a buffet dinner is included as well.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, because a lot of folks, they don't want folks to have to worry about getting something to eat before they come to the event. So,
right, because they're working on Monday.
You might want to say, oh, I want to grab a bite before I go to this event. But no, the buffet dinner is included. So tickets right now are $25 if you order ahead of time, $30 at the door. And if you go to my blog, geektome.net, Hey. Remember last time it was all complicated and stuff? It's just geektome.net.
I have
a post about that and other Halloween events that are going around the city.
I saw that you were posting about Halloween events, for that this is a great town for geeks.
Oh, way big time.
Why is that, do you think? Is it sort of that Midwestern, we're not like above things, we don't judge each other as much as they do on the coasts, maybe?
Well, the coast has some pretty good geek communities too, but
yeah, but you're saying not as good as Chicago's.
No, not as good as Chicago. I think I want to say was I was a little bit miffed because I think Boston won out in like one of the top geek cities in America. They beat us out.
What was the criteria?
I don't know.
Volume.
I don't
enjoyment.
I don't know. I wanted to get in touch with the folks who wrote that article and kind of like, you know, berate them about it, but. Yeah, but I think
challenge them to a game of Minecraft. I don't know if you play Minecraft. I don't understand Minecraft. Do you do Minecraft?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Minecraft.
What's the geek thing that you would say makes you the geekiest?
Probably gaming or mm-hmm. movies or comics or.
Do you do gaming?
Not as much as I used to.
Okay.
I mean, gaming takes a lot of your time.
Do you know how to play Magic: The Gathering?
See, that's the other one too. Magic.
If you know how to play it, that's pretty nerdy.
It is pretty nerdy. I know just enough. I know just enough about it to know that I would get my clock cleaned if I sat down at a Magic the Gathering tournament.
What is Magic?
It's a card game
mm-hmm.
where you cast spells and things like that.
Okay,
you're essentially Harry Potter.
Aww.
They've taken the RPG experience, the role playing game experience, and they've distilled it down to a card game.
Oh my goodness! The party has come to our show. I love this.
Oh my
what is
God.
This? The game is in the studio.
Wow, they just kind of walked in, didn't they?
All right.
I love that.
That is awesome.
I think they were. I this is wonderful. Happy birthday!
Oh, how did you know?
I didn't know. I just guessed. You have that glow of birthday
guessing.
For you.
Oh, wow, she's good.
We have in studio with us. We have it's the game.
Patty, I'm so proud of you for playing that off. Happy birthday. How do you know?
I don't know.
It's that glow. It's that thing that you
it's that 25-year-old thing you got about you.
It is that. Are you locked out of the fact that you're 25 now?
I'm a little scared.
Why?
I'm halfway to 50, so I'm like dead, right?
It's quarter-life crisis. She's having a quarter-life crisis.
I am. I have to explain what's happening in the studio. We have in the studio with Mark Carman and Connor McKnight, and you have to remind me your name because I...
Lauren Lapko.
Lauren, because I was gonna say Lisa, and I knew that was wrong.
L's are always a close guess.
I'm gonna write it down. Lauren.
What are you eating, Patty? Why
everything.
Do you always have food?
I'm eating everything. This was from the Pete McMurray show. You know, because you come in here late, it looks like I'm always eating, but so does Pete McMurray. I want it on the record.
Why do you have a Wonder Woman little?
Because she's hanging
action
out.
Figure.
She's
Connor's gonna love that.
Why not? Is real. Thank you, Connor McKnight. I appreciate that.
I'm just saying.
Look at that. She doesn't have her battle axe or her shield with her tonight, but she is in rare form.
Or the lasso. She's missing the lasso of truth as well.
Well, that's built into her belt.
Oh, so it is. Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, it's right there. My mistake. Mia culpa. Mea maxima
noob
culpa.
Noob over here.
See, Lauren, you can be past 25 and still play with action figures. I'm just saying.
Hey. Yeah.
Whatever makes you happy.
I was telling them earlier, I kill zombies as an adult now
you
on
do?
Video games. Yes,
well,
all the time.
It's funny that you mentioned that because we're talking about a fundraiser coming up on Monday, the Shambler's Ball. Drop the loot. Loot drop?
The Chicago loot drop, yes. Mm-hmm. They're doing the Shambler's Ball at... the Public House Theater on Monday to raise money for the Comer Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
So if you'd ever heard of Chicago Loot Drop, they're a bunch of gamers
they're
who
working,
want to raise money for kids.
They're working most of the show, but that's okay. Most of that event. They're
yes.
You're on from 7 to 10. It starts at 6.
We are. We could probably stop by for an hour or so. Where do these people sit down on Gamergate? That's what I want to know.
They think they're jerks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they are.
What's Gamergate?
They
are.
Gamergates are jerks. Yeah,
it's a long, drawn-out whole thing of, I don't know, Elliot, how would you – and also – if I may,
please.
Wonderful to see you again, sir.
Wonderful to see you, sir.
It has been so long. You should know, Elliot is very much. I am the Joe Pesci to Elliot's kind of erstwhile godfather kind of figure. Elliot made me.
You mean Goodfellas?
Yeah, Goodfellas. Yeah. Yes,
right?
My mistake.
No, it's okay.
Are you going to give him his $5?
Yeah, Elliot.
$10.
$10. Okay.
Elliot's about to walk me into a room where there's just a Marlin on the wall, and then off me. Like that's how it's about to go right here. Like we're going to go into the green room, and he's going to off me.
I saw Carmen earlier doing
right.
this bit with Patty, and I go tell Connor he owes me $10. He went
okay.
And when I told him, he was like, "Where's Elliot? I want to see him. Where is?" I'm like, "Well, he's." Doing pretty late with Patty Vasquez, you could probably go and say hello, Connor.
I did, and here
you
I
are.
Am.
And this is your first time. I had to take a break, but can you hang out? We're going to talk. We're going to talk about movies and stuff. If you want to hang out
all
with
right.
us, for now I have in studio with me Elliot Serrano, Connor McKnight, Lauren
Lapka.
Lauren Lapka. It's her birthday. Happy birthday, and Mark Carman. We like calling him Carm or Carmen. I can't remember.
Comic book heroes, a real rough.
You're listening pretty late, and we have a wonderful surprise for us, and I think it's a fun conversation to have. We've been hanging out with Elliot Serrano, Red Eyes, a geek to me in studio, and you and I were hanging out before the show at the Billy Goat, and you were telling me that the Avengers trailer had leaked, and I was like, oh, that's cool, whatever. And, you know, I thought it'd be cool to watch, and then we got here, and our producer, Craig Collins, was watching it.
Can I say something real quick before we keep going with all this? I am so excited because what we have in studio is sports guys. We have sports guys and a sports girl who are going to talk about comic book movies. Superhero movies have become so cool now that it's gone everywhere. Everyone thinks they're awesome. And Elliot and I remember the days growing up when we were not so cool for reading these comic books. And now everyone loves
Connor,
it.
Connor, Lauren, would you like to speak to that?
For what it's worth, and Lauren will obviously attest to this in a different manner, but I Craig, good to hear from you. Nice to see you again.
it's lovely to see you as well.
I was in the comic book store and requesting the Wolverine's originals and the first Ultimate runs as 19, something like that, before I really cared about sports.
Great.
I'll be honest with you. I cared much more about picking up my dailies at the local Powerhouse Comics, I think, Appleton, Wisconsin, College Ave, right next to Frank's Pizza. That's where I was.
Okay, Frank's Pizza, by the way, if you asked for extra mushrooms on the Pizza Palace was unbelievable. It's one of my favorite places. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Wait, seriously? In
Appleton?
You know the spot?
I performed at the Skyline Comedy Cafe all the time.
You're kidding me.
Oh, my mounds of mushrooms.
My brother used to live right next to the skyline.
Yeah, over there by the, it's like the old mill right
yes,
there.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Down by the flats river. Is mm-hmm. what they call it. Down by the, and then there was the J Club and the whole thing. My brother lived in the paper mill apartments mm-hmm. right next door.
And those are cool because those were all, they had a sliding scale for how much you paid for rent, by
yes,
the way.
They
the,
did. Yeah. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Ever go to Grumpy's, the bar down there just passed the way? Just if
no,
you go.
No, my bar
the...
was Cleo's, my friend.
Oh, Cleo's.
It's always Christmas. Why would you not go there? Why,
and... Believe me, went there too. Jekyll and Hyde.
Nice, absolutely.
The Cleo's. No, Grumpy's was
hello,
nice.
Hello, Appleton, Wisconsin.
Because there were a lot of pool tables there, and people would play you for rent money.
Elliot, it's nice. Normal to be weirded out by things that go on in Connor's life. And, now, and the fact that Patty can identify, it's fully strange, and we're all in another land that we're not comfortable with.
As soon as I would drive into Appleton, Wisconsin, my mouth would start watering for the Frank's Pizza Palace.
Oh, my,
my
God,
thing.
So good. The little the fact that the pepperonis formed up in the little cups mm-hmm. yeah. in which the grease would stay.
Because it would burn on the edges.
Amazing.
That's how a pepperoni is the best. Right.
And yet you're still your size.
I'm just,
that's
you know,
what amazes me.
Some people get it lucky, I guess.
There, oh, well, God. let's not rub it into everybody else.
I don't mean to. Listen, if I can put
this
on a couple pounds, I'd love
here.
To. I'd love to.
I have one meal a day to keep it going. I take
gusts of air as breakfast.
This is where we talk about eating disorders. Frank's
no,
Pizza Palace.
We should just fatten Connor up. Let's do that as a pretty late challenge.
He sees. I'm sensing he's a little amped all the time, and I think it's part of his metabolism. Are you a little amped all the time? A little bit. When someone sits in my studio like this, uh-huh. I'll go ahead and say that they get amped
right.
pretty easily.
I would describe right? to you the so process by which I was amped this evening, but it's probably not fair.
Wow, that seems like a dangling idea.
I like to dangle metaphors. That's what I like to do. I like to put the metaphor, just let them out there.
All right, so let's bring this back in. We were talking about how you were a sports guy who can geek out and buying comic books. That's how we got to Appleton. And now let's bring it to tonight. Yes.
The Avengers trailer, mm-hmm. as it were, because you guys got a chance to watch that. I was under the impression that it wasn't coming out until next week.
It was supposed to be on during the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was what Elliot was telling me. Which I think I'm kind of sad because I like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It would have been nice to get more people to watch that who maybe aren't watching the show because it's so much better this season.
Would have gotten me. I'm in that category because mm-hmm. I have not watched, as big a comic book nerd as I am, working nights and whatnot, it's really tough to keep up with, late night television or any television of any kind. And I've not seen a single episode of Agents of
not
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Not a single episode?
Not a single one. No,
would you say he could watch half of last season, stop? Although there's
no,
not.
I think he can just start with this season. Did you see The Winter Soldier? Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier?
Only twice.
So you kind of know.
Well, I love the. I'm so
Should
glad
I
we're on.
Again,
we're streaming,
again?
Streaming with video because the. Can you DVR that look? You need to put that on replay. That
so an opening night and then Tuesday 6:50 at Webster. So that's really nice.
He kind of knows what changed in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. universe that would make the second season interesting.
Yes.
And what's sad is
how
that,
fractured they are, and how Coulson's got to kind of go off and do his own
the
thing.
The most recent episode was so good and answered so many questions that people thought were maybe taking too much time to answer for a TV series, and yet it had the lowest ratings of any episode this show's ever had. So it's arrested development is what it's starting to happen. The show's getting better and better.
Now I'm hooked.
Uh-oh.
No, it's getting better and better, and the ratings are going worse and worse.
Why people aren't watching Agent May every week, I don't understand.
I don't know.
You know I think
the cavalry is here.
People don't like the idea of – it's almost like a sequel where you don't have your main characters, and
right.
I think that's a huge thing. That's why I was never drawn to it because I'm the same way. I love comic book movies, any superhero movie, but when I heard about the show, I was like, oh, so you got that guy and that's about it?
It's a mutation. It's just like,
right.
You took a finger off and thought it was going to grow into something
else.
Can we
ask if anyone on the panel watches Arrow?
If I had a nickel.
Do any of you guys watch the show Arrow?
No, I can't with all the what is that, on the W, the CW?
CW is on the CW.
I just, what it is, the production values aren't there. No, I'm serious.
You're right.
I will say Lauren, the abs are. I don't know. Do you watch Arrow?
I don't. I noticed it was on Netflix. I have not pressed play yet.
I think it's pretty well done. I'm not that into. Yes, go ahead.
Well, what's cool about the TV series for the comic book shows is that Arrow is maybe not as well known of a comic book character, and he's got his own TV series. And they keep introducing all these characters that are in the comic books mm-hmm. and interesting to fans, like you guys might be. That's what Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is now doing with everyone that's not in the movies.
Who's going to be Black Canary? Isn't Black Canary being introduced on Arrow?
Black Canary is...
Felicity? No.
Yeah.
Did I ruin that for people? Why are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you. It's fine. That's really cool. Black Canary is not Felicity.
How
dare
you?
Black Canary is going to actually be Laurel.
Oh, it's going to be Laurel.
Yeah.
Black, okay. I know some of these things. Hello.
I was just reading that Mirena Baccarin is joining the cast of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Isn't that amazing?
Or the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever
right.
it is. She's just fantastic. Elliot and I have talked about it a bunch. And he's tried to convert me 3,000 or 4,000 different times. I've never been a DC guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've just never gotten myself over to that side of the ledger. And
don't listen to him.
I know.
Woman,
I'm
okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Diana. It's just I'm not a DC guy. And, you know, we've talked a couple of times about the depth of the story and the characters and whatnot. But for me, you know, Stan Lee's the guy. You know, Excelsior for life.
Lauren, what were you going to say?
I mean, I get that. Marvel is probably the best kind of comic book series, the whole, you know, superhero.
The world.
But
right.
Batman has got to be the greatest superhero ever. I love the story. I love the idea of taking your fear mm-hmm. and making that a powerful thing about you. He's always been my favorite superhero. So that's why I... Our friendship is a little questionable right now.
I'm not disparaging the Bat.
It's so true.
It's the
true.
Detective.
The best comic book stories are all Batman stories.
All I know is,
right?
All I know is, I was hanging until that because Lauren just broke that down and me and Carm went like,
I haven't been here the whole time, but I find the whole thing amazing. When I was a kid,
she
I watched.
She blew everyone's mind in the room and you were like, I don't.
My mind was blown like.
He's worried about tennis tomorrow.
10 minutes, Saturday. 10 minutes ago, and the only superhero that ever I really identified with was Underdog, who I loved, and that
here
that,
I am to save
that
the day.
Speed of lightning,
that's
roar
Mouse.
Of thunder,
and
there's
Mighty Mouse.
Oh, Mighty Mouse.
Yeah,
what did Underdog
Mouse.
Say? What was his thing? All right,
figure
it out.
Have no fear, Underdog is
yeah.
here.
Yeah, right.
to the same tune. Yeah,
I think it was a 12.
A little different. Wait, classical feel.
Wait, who said Savoir Faire is everywhere? Right back after this, 720 WGN. You look a little confused.
I'm just trying to remember, like, what time Underdog was on and what channel. I want to say it was
channel 32.
It was 32 at noon or 12:30 or 11:30.
Did you get to go home for lunch?
I was home for lunch.
Yeah,
yes.
I got to go home for poor Lauren. What is this?
Who goes home for lunch?
Yeah, we
I would at Ravinia School. You could go home for lunch.
Where's Ravinia School?
In Ravinia,
did
which
you walk,
is by Highland Park.
Did you walk 10 miles in the snow and
I
rain?
Did.
Uphill both ways.
I did. I very much did. I was into trains as a kid, Lauren, and I would take like my own little train to work where I or to school where I would stop and I'd say this is the station. I would like mimic the stations that were on the train line. Is that
see,
weird?
No,
yes,
no,
it is.
See,
I
he
know.
Let it go. He let it go. He let it slip. I'm convinced that Carm was actually born with a hat and a suitcase on. So like he didn't. He didn't actually go to school. He just went to work like straight out of the womb.
He's on a schedule.
Right to work. He's like, we got to be on time here for this train. I bet he saved the train like Underdog though.
I knew the schedule. Back then, Connor, me and Papa Fred, we'd ride the train into this to the old, which is now Ogilvy, and we would have a grilled cheese and a milkshake and ride it back out. We'd stop at the old Fred Carman office. That was like a big treat as an 8-year-old Carm. See, now you're learning things that are frightening you, but you didn't know.
These are little elements of our childhoods that I think are fascinating. We're hanging out with Connor McKnight, Mark Carman, and Lauren Lapka, who are from The Game, 87.7. They're on 5 nights a week.
Are we ruining your show?
You're not at all. And I'm
no,
and,
not, you sure?
Because you've already ruined one show tonight. You really rather not make it two.
No. And Elliot Serrano is hanging out with us too.
Hi,
Red Eyes Geek to Me. And we were one of the reasons we've been having so much fun as we're talking about Avengers, and then we started going off to tangents. By the way, exactly how my brain works. So this works very well for me. Also glad that no one can hear us. They can only see us during the breaks because the show we did during the break is not fit for the FCC.
I said some words that I don't necessarily regret. But
I talked
hope.
About things that I've done that I've
yep.
unfortunately admitted to on
also
your
those
show.
Things.
Yeah, those things
also
happen. But we've been talking about the trailer for The Avengers. And so Carm and I were kind of watching you guys watch it. You're very excited because Lauren and Connor hadn't seen it yet. Craig and Elliot had seen it. My favorite thing is they were, what did you say, the Hulk what?
The Hulkbuster outfit. It's Iron Man's Hulkbuster uniform that he uses to fight and defeat the Hulk.
Okay, did anyone else think it looked like the Juggernaut, but Iron Man? Because that's what I thought.
The helmet did kind of
look really like
the Juggernaut.
I don't understand what's the Juggernaut.
Lauren, the Juggernaut's from X-Men.
I am slowly falling in love with you right now.
Is it really that slow?
I mean, it's one thing. Like, she's cute blonde.
I
and
know.
Then, oh, my God, she knows the Juggernaut.
You know, most guests, Elliot, most guests we have on the show take... I don't know, what would you call it, Carm? 7.5 minutes or so? You know, because usually we have a guest on for about 14. 7.5 minutes or so before they, you know, fall for Lauren. Now it's, this is good. This is good time for you. You really slow played this.
I'm sorry. No,
you got yourself a chance.
You got to know the stuff. I'm sorry.
You know what? As long as it's for my Juggernaut knowledge and not my hair, I love it. We can make things work, my friend.
All right. Okay. All right.
I don't confidence.
I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say it's not just for your hair. Okay. You're really beautiful. You are. What?
You guys
the juggernaut thing was pretty big, I thought. It sounded like that was pretty
when
big,
said,
Elliot. You know,
when she says the Hulkbuster outfit looked like Juggernaut, I was like, oh, wow.
Elliot's sitting there going, if she says Kane Marco, I'm out of here. I mean, I am out, and I'm good to go.
What's Kane Marco?
It's Juggernaut's real name, not a point.
That's a lot going on.
Now, I've always had a thing for Connor, so, you know.
It's a thing.
That's what brought him in here. He was drawn by your magnetism.
That's what it was.
Desire.
And one thing we discussed off the air, Patty, if we all want to stop being nerds for a second, although not that I hate Why? That. No, there's no reason to stop. But trailers make every movie look amazing.
Yes.
Don't they? Doesn't any trailer make a movie? You could see a rom-com that you're never going to go see for real, and it looks awesome.
Terminator Salvation had the best trailer
of all time.
With the Nine Inch Nails song.
Perfect.
It looked like, I was like, oh my God, this is going to do it. This is going to bring my childhood all back. And I saw the movie, I was like,
It's the music. American Hustle had such a great choice. It's a good movie, but the trailer was amazing.
Yeah. Wow. I don't go to the movies enough to see trailers and be blown away by them anymore. I
just went to see Fury on Tuesday, and I don't remember many of the trailers. We got there a little late, but the trailer, Fury, made me think that this was this whole, you know, kind of Inglourious Bastards kind of really cool take on it was just emotional and dark and really kind of, it was
tough. Does Brad Pitt cry?
I think there were tears.
In all fairness, I couldn't even tell what that movie was about the three times I saw trailers to that movie. So I'm surprised you were that intrigued to go see it.
Have you seen it?
What's it about?
It's about a World War II tank crew that gets assigned in their journey into this being assigned. It very much follows a Saving Private Ryan kind of thing. You follow this like platoon up until a point where they're assigned a mission that's essentially a suicide thing.
Ooh, Memphis Belle also falls in that category.
Yes. Oh my God, one of my favorite jokes of all time comes from Memphis
Belle.
Which
one?
Oh, the one with the German pilot the English pilot who gets shot over Germany and the nine Zisvi cannot do. We think you're trying to escape that whole thing.
Yes.
Best joke in the history of World War II.
If you ever want to see the best version of Danny Boy ever done by Harry Connick Jr.
He kills it. It's
amazing. Anyway, so Fury is a lot like Memphis Belle, suicide mission.
Yes, but not at all funny or it's like emotionally draining.
You kind of need a little, I think Memphis Belle kind of straddled that really well.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And instead you get 20 to 25 minutes of Shia LaBeouf crying like a little girl.
Shia LaBeouf's in the movie?
Yeah, and he's great.
Okay.
I was like, he's in the movie, really? And that mustache is a thing? We're going to do that the entire 2.5 hours? He was wonderful.
We should do movies with Connor McKnight. What are we doing?
I'm still confused. You thought a World War II movie wasn't going to be emotional?
What? No, yeah, because Memphis Belle. I mean, it was like
was,
Rudy
was
gets
music,
shot out of
sex.
A gun turret.
Shall we go through what
happened
in World War II?
And you worry for a second there, but like...
Do we need to go back?
So Hitler goes into Poland in 1939, and that starts the whole damn thing. I mean, believe me, nobody thought he was going. If Neville Chamberlain stands up just once in his life,
something
then you've got
is,
a chance.
It's all different, yes. Oh.
Patty, can you just remind us, what did you major in college?
In history.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, right. there you go. We got the perfect person to take you back.
History major?
Did you specify in one thing?
Mine was women in history, mostly antebellum South, partly during the Civil War, and did my thesis on the problem of welfare for women in South Carolina during the Civil War.
That's hardcore.
What? The problem of welfare.
Yeah, where did you go to grad school?
So the problem
too,
during
where did you go to grad
Northwestern.
Oh, that's a good school, I think.
What? I dropped out, though, to do stand-up comedy.
Well, you know Amelia Earhart? I went to Purdue. So if we want to talk about, you know, air flight.
Wait a second. That ruins everything. Patty went to Northwestern, even though I dropped out.
Yeah,
but you got in, and
ruins everything from the guy wearing a Northwestern hoodie right now or whatever that is. A jacket?
He is.
But I didn't go there. I could never have gotten in a million gazillion years. Patty's like this cool hipster.
It really was because of this paper that nobody else had done about this. I chose a very specific little tiny piece of history that nobody else had studied before.
Sharon writes about Antebellum South.
She's been
amazing.
Patty's so really, really smart.
I just picked something that nobody else had done.
Okay.
That's the trick to those of you who are history majors, and I'm so sorry. But pick something that nobody else has done, and there's lots of it out there. You're listening Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. Thank you for listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and I've been hanging out with the Red Eyes geek to me, Elliot Serrano, who's been here since the beginning. And then madness erupted because the game's Connor McKnight, Lauren Lapka, and Mark Carman joined us from 87.7. They're on Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And
it's the... What's the invasion. What's the show called? The McKnight Game.
The McKnight Game.
Wait, no, McKnight Rider?
McKnight Rider, is that what it is?
We've talked about so many things already, and then somebody asked me, Carm, did you ask me about Renee Zellweger?
What do you think, Patty?
I think it's a shame that that she's made a decision that we all are scrutinizing, although I am also judging, because it's sad that she felt the need to do that. And who knows? Who knows what she did? Yes, Connor?
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
Is she married?
That was it. That was it. That was the question.
He got it.
She's so fast.
She's no longer married.
Okay, in all fairness, she was pretty.
Was married, not married?
She was married to Kenny Chesney, if anyone listens to country music.
Well, for like 2 months, right?
Kidding.
Two months.
It was actually like a couple months.
He wrote a song about her. They ended up getting married. It lasted about 2 months.
The song was called Old Leatherface.
Wow.
Oh, no, I'm serious. What did she do? You haven't seen her pictures? I saw on Twitter that she had done something. Apparently, I have no idea.
So she did so much that if she walked by you right now, you wouldn't recognize her.
Right. Instead of, you know, life gives you lemons, so suck them and then leave your face like that, just get it fixed.
Wow.
Whoa.
Huh. Sorry. Wow.
She says it's all natural, Patty.
No, I do think she was a very beautiful woman. I don't know why she did what she did.
Well, she's still attractive. She just doesn't look the same as she did 10 years ago.
The picture I saw was a little scary. A little scary.
Honestly, I'd sign up for that.
For what?
Thank you.
You know, if God forbid someone deemed me attractive now,
yes.
I wouldn't mind looking completely different at 39, 10 years from now, and still being deemed attractive.
Well, there, Elliot.
Simpson, this false modesty is driving me nuts right now.
I wouldn't mind that.
He's going to get a fake butt. I'm calling it right now. Butt implants for Connor McKnight.
No, I'm doing squats now. I'm doing squats.
You know what? We can do those at 1 a.m. or maybe 1:30. Yes, Carm?
Well, what did she do, Patty? What do you think happened there? Because a lot of people are confused.
Well, I think that, I think that she's obviously in an industry where there's a hypersensitivity, a hyper awareness of what they look like. We consume people on screen immediately, you know, and we want them to look a certain way. We want perfection. And I would actually argue this is why we're drawn to superheroes, because we don't have to worry about we can't be superheroes. We don't, you know, that's kind of
says you.
Yeah, don't tell 12-year-old me that.
No, but I mean, like, this perfection is unattainable for most of us, and it's not obviously sustainable
right,
for many people.
She was considered very good looking. Why would she change if that was the case?
Was she
considered very good looking, or was she considered
adorable?
Well, she's considered so obscurely good looking.
I mean, not she like had, hot. She wasn't a hot right. chick, but she was good looking.
She had such an interesting look that we liked it. Kind of like you see models now who have really interesting, different looks.
Right.
She had one of those. And now she's unrecognizable as anything kind of...
She had purseable lips, if that's a word, like big lips.
Pouty lips.
Yeah, and
lips
very
you can hang a purse on.
Sexy eyes that were like, that were secretive, but drew you in. I don't really know why she did it.
She drove me crazy. I loved her.
But in all fairness, you look at like you're competing with like a Kim Kardashian kind of world. What are you going to do?
And Patty and I discussed this on the show. She hadn't had any work since 2005, so it's 2014.
Or had chosen not to work. We don't know.
Well, yeah, we don't know. Mm-hmm. But that's quite a long time to be out of work. So maybe she was getting passed over on a lot of parts, and she thought this was her solution.
It's unfortunate. I think, again, you know, actually Bill and Wendy were making fun of Rosie Perez trying to make a statement that maybe plastic surgery is the new mascara.
it's just everybody gets it.
That sounds about right.
I ran out this month. I got to get another one.
Yeah, exactly.
We talk about this on the show all the time on the sports side. There's going to come a day where whether it's, you know, gene therapy or some kind of like actual HGH, you know, therapy kind of thing, it's going to like just pump out linebackers. It's going to stamp them out like Miami stamps them out. And we're going to look at it going, well, why weren't we doing this 20 years ago? It's completely safe. It's completely normal.
As long as they're good, who cares?
Exactly. And here's the thing with actors or actresses, too. Their paychecks are tied to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't necessarily blame one or the other for doing something to get
paid.
That's
exactly the point that Craig was making, was that this is her job, is to look good.
Right.
This is what she's made a living at.
This is what Hollywood is now. Hollywood is an absolute epic, like the highest end of being attractive, of being this, of being that, and she has to attain that to continue to work.
We, you know, I hate to get real deep here or anything,
go ahead.
But we as humans have always quested after the unattainable, mm-hmm. and we're just changing what that is, you know, here and there over the couple of decades. My God, she looks nothing like herself.
Okay, well then wait.
That's Renee Zellweger.
Then Connor,
scary.
Holy God,
Connor, your point a minute ago about stamping out linebackers. If we quest for the unattainable and then keep pushing ourselves further, is that a danger when we start getting all these linebackers who come out and have the same skills?
No, not if you're cool with the singularity, because at some point we're all going to be just melded with machines.
Every single person
and like
is
Dune is going to break out and long
I
live
robot
the fighters.
Be a reality.
And we're totally cool with it. And long live the spice. Does, you know, the spice must flow.
Does anybody believe what she says, which is that she's eating kale and other green vegetables and she's just
but
healthier?
She's plastering kale to her face right now.
And the
that's
picture,
what's going on.
The picture I'm showing you, I think, is probably different than the one Lauren saw, because this looks like it has a little bit of a like color to it. The other ones that you were saying that made her look leathery, like we're almost probably in the high def flash,
which is
it doesn't look like she's got it, just looks like she has a little makeup, doesn't have any makeup on.
That,
this one doesn't look as bad as the ones that Lauren's talking about.
Picture right side up,
either way, her eyes look closer together.
Is it?
Oh, I'm not laughing.
Oh, it is. It is. It is. It is right side up. Sorry. That's on me.
I think this is the one that you're talking about.
Oh, so God.
I saw one worse than that.
So I think that the editors, you know, from TMZ or from whatever, obviously choosing the worst ones to share.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And there are ways to, you know, make her look worse or make her look better.
Like that one down there. You see that one in the red dress?
Yeah, the Picasso.
Oh!
Does everyone listening on the radio see the one in the bottom corner?
It's a Picasso. Like they brought up a picture of a Picasso.
That one's a little
so
severe.
You know that famous Scream picture, the guy on the bridge?
That's the Van Gogh.
Yeah, I don't know
what
happened.
Oh, the cops are coming for it. We're done.
I know. Wait, what happened? We were talking about movie trailers. What happened? Remember the movie trailer from Jerry Maguire? You had me.
What's on our rundown? What did we say we were going to talk about?
We were talking about a woman who was dumped in China, and she spent the whole weekend at
KFC.
The KFC.
Mm-hmm.
She's just very sad.
Oh, you have to be dumped for that to be normal. I didn't know. I didn't get
yeah, yeah, the whole week they came
Lauren's
over.
Lauren's like nine famous bowls in, and going, Do I have to leave? I don't.
You
like,
know,
when?
Yes, only nine.
You know what's funny about that comment is someone off the air before the show said that he also spends a lot of time at KFC weeks at a time. That might have been Elliot Serrano.
Okay, those.
So it sounds that, like it sounds like this
bowl,
love connection.
Yes, that
just, yeah.
famous bowl.
That
right?
famous bowl.
The Patton Oswalt bowl.
The Patton Oswalt bowl.
Sadness bowl. Pile of failure and a sadness bowl. Yeah.
What's your move at KFC?
Brown hillock.
What's your move at KFC, Elliot? What do you go with? What's the play?
What's the play?
Yeah,
baby. Anything on that value meal menu? It's
okay.
yours.
Okay.
The left
right
side.
I got anything on the left side. I got you, baby. He's looking more and more attractive, isn't he, Lauren?
Oh, see, this is the beautiful part. I didn't realize until now. I thought he was calling the KFC attendant baby because he knew her so well. And now I'm realizing he's taking
date.
A date.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm. You know what? Let's see what happens next.
He's actually calling them both baby.
Hey, baby. No, not you, baby.
Baby, I'll have my regular. Baby, what you want?
How is Elliot from the ghetto all of a sudden?
I'm not sure how that happened. I'm not sure. I was really close to making him Irish, too. I want that on the record.
Oh, Craig, we're going to make him Irish.
Go that on. Ain't then, baby. What do you want at the KFC?
Oh, look at us going here all right now at the KFC. It's quite lovely.
What just happened?
Can you boil the chicken?
I'm going to boil something. 720 WGN. It is definitely pretty late. You're listening pretty late, and we're having a fun time in the studio. I don't even know what happened. I was hanging out with Elliot Serrano from the Red Eye, Geek to Me. You can find him on Twitter at Elliot Serrano, two L's, two R's, right? Those are all, are those two what?
Two L's, two T's, two R's.
Two L's, two T's, two R's.
Right.
Connor McKnight, how many T's and L's in your name? Just the one T.
None of the, oh, because, yeah, no, McKnight has a T. I was just thinking about the, yeah, one.
What?
Sorry, one.
I'm going to make everyone count the letters in their names.
That's on me.
That's okay with you. Connor McKnight, Lauren Lapka, and Mark Carman from The Game, 87.7, five nights a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And every Wednesday, Carm and I catch up. And we're going to go ahead and concede that we pre-recorded tonight's, and then you guys were out celebrating.
It will make no sense to just have you start talking to just Mark and not referencing that anyone else was on.
Yes, exactly. Like, no, maybe just air it tomorrow. I don't even know.
You don't have to play that fantastic interview that we did, Patty.
Why? You always are very patient with me with my lack of sports knowledge, except for like 1 year of the Bears and 1 year of the Cubs is really all I have under my belt.
I actually thought tonight you were spot on everything you said. It was shocking.
We'll be able to play that tape back later. I'm going to see if that's accurate or not. I'm going to go ahead and say it wasn't. That's all right.
I heard it. Yeah.
Well, mostly you were just mad about the Bears. I'm sure that you didn't like how much we were disparaging the Chicago Bears.
This whole thing about Jay Cutler and what a big mistake it was to trade for him and all that. I'm just
honestly, all he was saying the whole time was that he wants his $10 from Connor.
Yeah, I said tell him, Connor.
I got jealous for a second. Jay owes him $10 too. This is weird.
Everybody owes me.
Everybody
bucks.
Around town owes Elliot $10.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. We were talking about this girl who ended up spending a week at the Kentucky Fried Chicken because a guy broke up with her. Do you remember your first worst breakup, Elliot?
Oh yeah.
Oh, am I opening wounds? If I ask everybody who are in the room, do they remember their first worst breakup?
Of course.
It's too painful. Then let's do something else. Let's not.
No. So if we say first worst breakup, do we have to be the breakup E or can we be the breaker?
Maybe either one. Maybe you broke up. Yeah, you're right.
I brokered and it was terrible.
You broke someone's heart?
Well, brokered?
I don't know what I did. I don't know what the word for that is. I broke up with someone and I've told you the story before, Patty. She didn't understand we broke up.
Oh, that's
so, like, she
showed
we
up. She showed up.
Wayne, if you're not careful, you're going to lose me. I did lose you. We broke up 6 months ago.
She negated your breakup.
She just ignored it.
No, we didn't.
Yeah,
no.
So that was awkward.
No, she showed up Friday. She's like, I thought we were going to dinner. You're I'm like, here. What?
I've only been broken up with once.
Complete silence in the room.
We're all like, okay.
I feel like an ass, but I it's just been the one time.
Do you just stop showing up so they can't break up with you?
No.
He fakes his own death.
No, but I should actually.
Someone says, Connor,
really
we have to
that.
Talk, and he walks out of the room.
I'll see you later.
Sweetie.
I heard Connor got in a bad car accident, and he died.
Yep.
No.
Sure did.
No.
Yeah,
that would be a great trick. You sense it's going wrong, just stop.
Struck by a bus. That's what it was.
You had to coordinate.
He choked on broccoli. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, honestly, there's people coming by the studio all the time trying to break up with Connor that we just can't let in.
It's like a line out the door. But I thought I told him I still work at the Score. I don't understand. I told him I'm still over there. They're supposed to be there. Good Lord.
No, I'm Connor M. Knight, not Connor McKnight.
I'm Connor M. Knight Shyamalan.
I like to show up in my own movies, okay?
That's right. What was your... He's like Hitchcock that way.
Little dog.
What was your one breakup then?
Well, it was funny. I actually had my brother and my best friend in town when she called to break up with me. And we had just spoken like the night before. And we, you know, you do the conversation where you're like... Mm-hmm. You know, you have the boyfriend-girlfriend conversation where you're not actually talking about anything. You're just... talking for about 45 minutes. And then you get, you know, from and one of you invariably goes, so I'm going to let you go. And what that actually means is, sweet God, stop talking. Just please. So I'm going to let you go, you know, because I got a hamster that I just bought from the pet store that I need
it's
to
always
give
the hamster.
To my new brother. So I'm like, all right, you know, fine. We'll you know, go to bed. Have you see you tomorrow? That kind of thing. So I'm there, and it's the Cubs opener. Carlos Zambrano is pitching against the Braves, and he gives up 9,000 home runs, I think, in the first inning. Carm, you'll remember this.
Mark likes it. There's like a landmark moment.
I like that there's a sports connection.
I remember
that's
this
because
my brother and my best friend were in town. Really, both of them are brothers to me. And I get the call from her. This is like 2 weeks after the breakup, after she called and said, you know, it's not you, it's me, and it's you know, I'm just not feeling it, all that kind of stuff.
I gotta wash my hair.
She calls back up, and yeah, she did have to wash her hair an awful lot.
scrub.
So she calls back up while I'm working a shift over at the old shop, and it's during the Cubs home opener, so I'm actually, you know, working. And the
oh my
go-to
God, I
is essentially
that day.
Right. I mean, it's that.
Oh my God, I remember you on the air that day.
I know it was. What? I was a mess. She called during commercial break.
Oh my God, that's what happened.
I was an absolute nightmare. And
he
she
sobbed.
Says, you know what she says
he
to me?
Sobbed.
She says, you know, so I got to clear some things up. The reason I broke up with you is not what I told you 2.5 weeks ago. And I go, so what's his name? And she said, no, it's not another guy. It's not another. It's
a girl.
Your wasn't a girl.
Okay.
That was a different relationship.
That was me.
Yeah, that was Carm. No, so she comes out with like the actual reason. And, you know, suffice to say, it was different than the first time. And then she says, But here's the thing. I realize it was a mistake, and we should go back out.
No.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, listen, we're in break right now, and I have to be back on air in like 7 seconds. So let me go do this really crappy segment of radio, and then I'll call you right back. So instead, I call my brother and my friend, and I'm like, so here's what happens. And my buddy goes, so let me get this straight. She called you back to say, hey, I didn't break up with you well enough the first time. Here's the real breakup, and I'm sorry. Please get back together with me.
Can I ask what the second reason was?
You can. It's a long story and really won't play well in the short format.
She wow. turned into a man?
Wow. Yeah.
It was on me.
She ever turn remorse? I mean, like, there's buyer's remorse. Is this now return remorse?
Yeah, I don't. There was like three. There was like a double secret probation kind of remorse. It was
so
very strange.
It wasn't her. It was you.
Her reasons were because of me. Yes,
but she wanted you back.
She had some problems with the way that I was holding myself.
Hey, you suck
I guess.
At this, but will you be back with me?
Yep. That was yeah. No,
this
that's
is why you suck.
It was that.
Let's fix it.
No, it was those things.
Oh,
it was.
My God.
It was you suck at this, and I'm willing to put up with that.
Now we know why he walks out when anyone else tries to break up.
See,
him.
Exactly.
Oh, look at that!
It all makes sense.
$2 beers at the bar. I'm gonna be out. I'm gonna go.
I think my first breakup was when I was. I think my breakups were just weird. I remember breaking up with somebody. I called him. I came over, and he was with me. He goes, "We're done, aren't we?" And I was like. Yeah, he totally intercepted the breakup. It was actually Tom, the radiology oncologist from the from Mayo Clinic.
How long was that one, Patty?
We were going out for almost 2 years.
You dated a guy from the Mayo Clinic?
He is now a radiology oncologist at the Mayo Clinic. But yeah,
I really like Mayo. Can you? can we hook
mayonnaise?
Something up?
I think he would. Yeah, I think you two would get along very well.
Oh, great!
He was very pretty.
We'll talk after.
Absolutely.
So, pretty guys. That's the thing.
That he. Well, yes. I like pretty guys.
Okay.
Can I like pretty guys?
No, yeah, no. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying, you know, everybody's got their type, and I'm just wondering.
My types were at the time, and actually, so he looks like Cary
pretty
Elwes.
Pretty oncologists, I don't know.
Yes. Well, he looked like Cary Elwes from The Princess Bride, and the man I married actually looks like Hugh Grant. Wouldn't you say, Craig? He looks like Hugh Grant.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think that's a good call.
And Four Weddings and a Funeral had just come out when we started dating.
Oh, look
so
at
that's
that.
How long ago.
So
is there always, I've been with my
is there
husband.
Always a movie connection to the guy you picked?
Exactly.
You
that's
go
what
see
I'm
a
saying.
Movie, then you find a guy that looks like the person.
So your life is a
rom-com.
Rom-com. Yeah.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I was going to ask, are we talking Hugh Grant a la Mickey Blue Eyes?
It
or...
was Four Weddings.
Right. Okay. And my last one's going to be Love Actually. And that's you know,
that was the end limit to what I could aspire to. Elliot,
what,
do you want to tell us about your breakup?
No 2 weeks notice? Come on.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't bad. He was kind of a jerk in that one. Do you want to tell us about your worst first?
I'm sorry.
I
didn't want to interrupt these moments you guys keep having, so I didn't want to go into that.
I'm not trying. That's why I don't make you feel like
it. Well, Patty, we should take a break.
There you go. Thanks, Frank.
Never mind. We don't want to hear.
Let's see what happens. Thank you for listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and I've been hanging out in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue with the Red Eyes Geek to Me writer, Elliot Serrano. You can find him on Twitter at Elliot Serrano. Two L's, two T's, two R's. And there's like an O and an E in there. Well, I feel bad about the rest of the letters we're not addressing, but that's just the way he describes it to me. And he's here to talk about an event coming up on Monday and a Kickstarter. But I want to also introduce the guests that we have in the studio, because if you're watching on WGNRadio.com, you know it's a full house tonight. We have with us from 87.7 The Game, Connor McKnight, Mark Carman, Lauren Lapka. And it's her birthday, by the way. Happy birthday again.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for hanging out. You guys have been a lot of fun. And one of the reasons, I love having Elliot on the show. And he has been promoting a wonderful event coming up on Monday called the Shambler's Ball. What's going on, Elliot?
Shambler's Ball, a Jane Austen-style dance and dinner buffet, where not only will you get a chance to dance in the style of Sense and Sensibility, Pride and Prejudice,
is
all
that kind
those
of a
things.
Two-step? Well, how would you describe this? Is it like a box step? Is it a?
I think it's, yeah, there's all the weaving. You know, you have the bit where you weave through everybody else's arm.
Do you
arm.
Have to cry? Is that a part of it?
That's a lot,
that,
lot of
you
crying.
You will cry.
Oh, that's a cry.
Yeah, there will be crying.
Yeah, because then there's the zombie attack
right.
that takes place.
So you want to have your dance down before the zombies attack.
Before the zombies attack.
Right.
And then that's $25 ahead of time, $30 at the door.
Okay.
There will be a dinner buffet taking place this Monday at the Public House Theater. All proceeds for this event go to benefit the Chicago Loot Drop Child's Play Charity to help the kids at the Comer Children's Center. If you go to my blog, geektome.net, all the details are listed there.
And they provide games and entertainment for the kids who are staying at the hospital?
Right, for kids who are in the hospital being treated for different maladies and
It's a great idea because, I mean, the thing about, you know, being stuck in a hospital is that, you know, there's only so much you get to do. It's only, you know, you watch TV and things. So it's great that they're providing toys. You know, we spent a lot of time in the hospital with Declan when he was little. He was medically fragile, my younger son. And I was always, there was always a woman that came around at Lurie's and had like a kind of a tub of different options, you know, whether it was crayons or board games or, and even for the siblings too. So I'm really grateful that you're coming on to promote this. And then you also have a Kickstarter you wanted to tell us about.
It's almost like professional sports and comics colliding.
Wait. Professional sports and
comic books.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Connor's lit up. What?
In this case, it would be professional wrestling, and that would be the comic book is called Headlocked: The Last Territory. It's a comic book that's produced by professional wrestlers and comic book artists with covers drawn by Jerry the King Lawler. So if you're a fan of the WWE and old-time wrestling, Jerry Lawler is involved with that project. But they have a Kickstarter going right now for the second edition of Headlocked. It's what they call it, a reality show in comic book form about a young thespian who drops out of drama school to become a pro wrestler.
Uh-huh.
And because it's written by pro wrestlers, you get a lot of real-life stories are based on real life stories about what it's like breaking into the industry.
Oh, cool. So that's going to be the Kickstarter program. They look for what? They search for Headlocked?
Yeah, search for Headlocked, and I will be posting that on my Twitter as well as on geektome.net.
Excellent. And all that information for the Shambler's Ball will also be there?
It's already there.
Patty,
real quick.
Yes?
From the 615, I think I just saw you guys work out, but everyone was doing different stuff, so I'm not sure.
Relax.
Also, who's the hottie in the upper left corner? I'll go ahead and answer that. That was probably me.
There you go.
I think that was me.
It was Carm. He's really good at yoga.
There you go. Yes.
But that was me.
Lauren Lapka. And we all were working out. Lauren and I were doing
the arms portion.
The 4-minute Pilates arms. And Elliot was working out the website for the Kickstarter to make sure you had the right information.
Yeah, I had that right.
I'm not sure what language Connor McKnight was using to guide Carm.
That looked like beginner's yoga.
Connor's been holding on to me because I'm talking about how much yoga basically saves your life. And he just went through 17 sun salutations over there with expert form, and I never knew he knew all that stuff, but clearly on the side he's been doing yoga like daily and is holding out on people.
I did not see a palm tree. I thought you guys were a little bit more advanced than that.
I was getting there. I was working through the left leg, and I was going to get to the palm tree eventually. In another life, I was a teacher and was living at home with my parents. And needed to do something to keep in shape, so I bought myself that, the P90X.
Uh-huh. You did that?
Tell you what, it works.
All right, good.
It worked pretty well.
There's yoga.
There's yoga on there, and I'll be darned.
It does a lot of muscle confusion, don't they? Isn't that the P90X?
Tons of the muscle confusion. I was so confused that my muscles were more too confused, and then it didn't take.
And I'm pretty I don't know which way to go.
I just don't want to do anything.
Make it stop. I believe Craig was doing the I think all my limbs work workout.
It's a good workout.
It was. There was a lot going on. He was definitely dancing to his own beat.
So I saw you and I tried to follow you like last time, but eventually I noticed that everyone else didn't care outside of Lauren.
Yes.
So I just started doing jumping jacks, etc. Which is what I'll call it.
Well, and I forgot to bring the hand weights, and I would not have had enough hand weights
they're
for everyone
car,
in the studio.
Right?
Yeah, they're in my car. Yeah. They're heavy. Do I have hand weights?
What? Got hand weights or dumbbells? Car, Connor?
Yes, I what?
What do you want? I just
to
what?
Do workouts here.
In case of a roadside emergency, so if she can work out.
Right.
Change my tire.
Yeah, right.
Start wearing like 80s gear and everything while we work out too. That's the plan.
I want weighted gloves. I think we should have weighted gloves.
I think that sounds cool.
What, you have a stationary bike at home over there, Patty, that you'd live the dream?
I use on YouTube, I use these videos called Fit Blender, and you can do anything from like 4-minute workouts, and you can do 12 minutes, you can do 45 minutes. So I do a lot of those.
Wow.
So we were doing, I was looking for one in that range, but I ended up with this lady with the Pilates with the pulsing arms. And it just looked funny to me. So that's what Lauren and I were doing. You guys, I'm not, you were making the things up. At least it's
we were intense. We were there. I didn't know that you could like YouTube thing like 4 minute workout. That's a whole nother.
Oh, Michael Chang's 4 minute abs is one of my favorites. Actually, he does 4 sets of 3 different ab workouts with including with like a dumbbell like crunch and then the Russian rowing and elevated. Yeah, anyway, it's all that's my favorite one. Sorry,
did you just say tennis? I just got so excited.
No, it's not that guy. Didn't you? Different one.
Oh, damn it.
I went Russian rowing once, but then I fell in the water.
There's so
I don't want to talk about it.
We've covered so much territory. On
Russian rowing is great. It's just like, I don't know, like, you need an excuse to get drunk and go rowing. Like, Russian rowing is just like, let's get drunk and then you get in a boat.
All right, now I got to pull up Mike Chang's 4 minute abs just to show everybody. Anyway, coming up on Monday is the Shambler's Ball and you'll be attacked by zombies. And because we were talking about zombies and obviously very popular right now are the zombies. First it was
so
vampires.
Hot right now.
They're hot. It was vampires and it was zombies. Mm-hmm. Are there zombie love stories besides that one movie that was a zombie?
The terrible one?
Nicholas Holt.
Where the guy came like back to life because he fell in love
with the girl.
That, yeah, no, terrible.
Terrible movie. Yeah.
I didn't even see it. I could tell you it's
with
terrible.
Nicholas Holt, right?
I don't know who Nicholas Holt is.
Right, Elliot, help me out.
I just got spoiled
beast,
on the
Beast
whole
from
thing,
the zombie thing.
So,
yeah,
beast,
he's, you know. He was from the UK Skins. MTV tried to do a Skins theory or series here.
Mm-hmm.
It was not successful at all. UK, it's very popular. It's on
Netflix,
actually.
Yep.
Yes. It's a great series. The UK series is great. US failed at that. But he was in the first couple seasons.
Okay.
And he was one of the main characters. He's great. He does play the younger Beast in the newer X-Men
right.
movies.
Yeah, Nicholas Holt.
He's
yeah.
actually
dating Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. He's in a car commercial yeah. right now.
Yeah.
And he's about to be in a movie with, I can't remember. But he's going to be in a new movie as well. So he's
yeah,
he's
no, you're right.
Successful.
He is. I literally saw him in the preview when I went to go see Fury the other day. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, saw the zombie love story Nicholas Holt vehicle.
So it was not good. Because I mean, that's
you're real hungover on a Sunday morning, it's probably worth your time.
I get.
Other than that, not so much.
Do you like the zombie craze? Do you watch any of these?
Are you looking at me? Because
yes, Mark.
The chance of me watching any of that, Patty, is less than zero.
Walking Dead, nothing.
Walking Dead.
Yes,
so good.
Are they
walking,
not alive?
So good.
Are they, they're Walking Dead. No, they're
so
yeah,
good.
No. I watch sports.
Oh my god, the latest episode.
Read Sports
the
Illustrated.
End, the end will make you want to vomit. That's all I gotta say.
Sorry, did I get too loud there? Did I just blow out your eardrums?
No. It's, I haven't.
He apparently has not seen the rest of last season.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler
terribly
alert
behind
for you.
And, it's all
everyone
my fault.
Dies. No,
well, here's the problem with the zombie craze is that we were talking about the Pentagon has a zombie plan. Lauren mentioned that the CDC does. You can also get a zombie-proof log cabin with a 10-year anti-zombie guarantee. So they're now putting into writing for you in the event of a zombie apocalypse. You can now get that done for your home. So there you go.
You know, given the nature, the multiplicity of zombies, I mean, Elliot, you can attest to this. I mean,
yes.
There are so many different kinds. How could any one company guarantee zombie proofness?
Wait a minute. Are
when
you
there are so many different zombies?
Are you referencing by different zombies fast zombies? Because those aren't real zombies.
Well, there's
Let's
the infected.
The fast zombies.
Right.
You gotta go through the difference.
Because we all know so much about zombies.
No, but you have the infected. You have the infected who are just crazy and fast, and they're all different. And then you have zombies who are just brain dead, and they're slow. So you gotta go through your
infected,
faces
the
here.
Infected still want to eat my brains? Are you saying
oh, yeah,
they're the
yeah.
same?
This is real right now?
Come on. you have not been
pinch
through
yourself,
this?
Mark? You're like, am
okay,
I awake?
We're talking like Left 4 Dead here. They are infected.
Mark, you and I can watch. This is the ab workout that
all
I did.
All I'm saying is if the zombie
guy's
apocalypse
got a great
starts in like the Patriots locker room,
mm-hmm.
we're
right.
all screwed. I mean, those guys all run 4.40s, okay?
Right.
Like, you're not getting away right. if it starts in the Patriots locker room.
But it's not like you have a strategic plan if you're a zombie. Your
Thank
brain
you.
Doesn't work. You just
you're
go
dead
after
now.
Something.
4.40.
There's no plan.
A lot of cornerbacks in the NFL don't have like a whole plan either, and they just run.
Yeah, but they don't maintain their speed if they're now zombies. Do they? At least
exactly,
you're saying
Patty Vasquez.
That's the good question.
I don't think they
do.
Have
they
the same
run?
Muscle
do they
twitch?
How do they run?
The
yes.
twitch.
You're saying
speed.
The fast twitch dies.
I
with
think
the cognitive
the fast
ability.
Twitch dies with
I don't
it, yeah.
think their brains function. They can't strategically open
yes.
doors mm-hmm. or do anything like that. Yeah. So
really? So they get to a door and they just keep running into it.
Yeah, exactly.
A door defeats the Patriots. That's what we're saying right now.
Well, you know what? I would say that now.
Yeah.
Honestly, I did not know that Lauren Lapka was this weird, and I've been working with her for like how many months now? Almost
like,
a year.
See,
I feel like.
Karm doesn't let me talk.
That's Aww. Not true. I encourage Aww. You every show
I would,
speak. Go
I
ahead.
Would listen to the night game more often if Lauren talked.
That's not nice.
So would I.
But accurate.
Wow. I here's the thing. I think we have to say goodbye because we have two recordings.
We have so many things.
No, we've been here too long.
Yeah, we really
watching
have.
The video right now that sees what video you're showing us.
That's Mike Chang.
Wait, this isn't porn,
six
right?
Pack,
this is working
six
out.
Pack short, six He's pack short, shortcuts. Somewhat
it actually leads right into porn. This is the intro.
The porn right. intro.
This dude is yoked.
So he's Korean and he has a southern accent. He's like, my abs are tired. I got a little baby dumbbell. This is my favorite abs workout.
Dumbbell is the size. It's nothing. That's a 4 pound.
He says it's a baby dumbbell. He just worked on his back, and so he's only going to do a quick workout for your abs. He does a whole explanation.
He also named his first child Baby Dumbbell.
Actually, that is his child.
He's doing the exercise with the. Don't bench your child. That's not safe.
87.7 The Game. How can folks find you on Twitter and such? At The Carm on Twitter?
Connor, that's your job.
This is actually my responsibility on the show. If I can just...
You're distracted by my Mike Chang.
At Night Game
the size of that guy. Yeah. At Night Game Shy is the Twitter handle for the show. You can follow him at
Don't
The Carm because the man needs an article. And I am at
right.
McKnight877. And Lauren is at Lauren Lapka.
She sure is Lapka. And happy birthday once again. Thank you
so much
for joining us.
Thanks
best
for
birthday
us, guys.
Present
ever. Oh, we're going to make you come back. So I don't know. We'll set up the date. I won't make you do the 4 minutes. As long as Elliot's here. I think we can arrange that. I think that we'll reunite when at a future date. You're listening Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. Thank you for listening Pretty Late. As a comedian performing all over the country, I've had the pleasure of working with some really wonderful comics. And on the line with us is one of them. We have comedian Brian Hicks with us. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
I'm great, Patty. How are you doing?
I'm good. You have a special event that I know you've been doing for several years, and I don't think I've ever been able to go, and I feel bad about that because it's pretty special. What do you have coming up this month?
Yeah, this is the 8th annual, and it's a charity event for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. I'm not sure. I started doing it 8 years ago because some friends and family, they always say, hey, I'd like to come out and see you. And I always felt guilty for charging people to come see me. So I said, what a great idea. I'll put a charity event together. Then I don't have any problem taking their money. They come out and see me perform. And I get other comics on the show, which then all the pressure isn't on me having a good show. So I put it together, and we're doing it this year on October 30th in Tinley Park, Illinois.
You're such a problem solver. I never thought to do that because when people would say, how come you didn't tell me when you had a show? I would be all snarky and say, how come you didn't tell me you were working yesterday so I could stop by your office and just hang out for a bit?
Yeah, exactly. So now if they come up to me and they say, oh, I'm sorry that I didn't get to come to see the show, the guilt is all on them because it's for a great event and they missed out on it.
You are quite the mastermind. This is brilliant.
Yeah.
You never told me this story. I love this.
Yeah, this is pretty well thought out.
Yes.
So every year it's gotten a little bit bigger, a little bit better, and I always get great comics to come do the show. They all donate their time. Nobody takes any money. I usually spring for some pizza and some beer for them, which, as you know, makes it all worthwhile.
It does.
And
makes a difference.
Yeah, and all the money, all the ticket sales, all the proceeds go right to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer.
And where can people get information about the tickets?
Okay, so they can go to my website, is funnybrian.com.
Funnybrian.com.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some information on there as far as where the event's at. And they could also, the place that we're holding it this year is in Tinley Park. It's at Durbin's on 173rd and Oak Park Avenue.
And who's on the show this year?
This year I've got a great lineup of Chicago comics. Ryan Noonan is going to do the show.
Wait a minute.
We know
Brian Noonan. Is that our Brian Noonan? Is it the Brian Noonan, the tall guy?
It is your Brian Noonan.
He's very funny.
Brian Noonan.
I love that. You should have him play, what's his game, Ohio or Florida? I love that game. He should play that live.
Exactly. We'll have him play that. So Brian's agreed to do the show, which is greatly appreciated. My friend Fritz, who you know as well, Fritz Knopfnagel, mm-hmm. Denise Ramston. Nate Weatherup is going to come out and do the show.
What? He's a regular on the show. Yeah. I'm sorry, you said Nate, and then who else?
Rodney Lumpkins. He's a Southside comedian. Mm-hmm. And Joe Nuccio, who is a young guy I got to work with at the World Series of Comedy. And I really enjoyed his act, and I said, would you like to come out and do it? He said, absolutely. So.
Well, that's nice to hear you say you enjoyed someone's act at the World Series of Comedy, considering you won it.
Yeah.
That's awfully That's awfully magnanimous of you. Am I using the word correctly? I feel like I wanted to use it, and it didn't come out the way I wanted it to.
I think you used it fine. You were complimenting me, and that's what it sounded like.
I was. Right. I mean, it's kind of a, you know, one of those contests are always sort of adrenaline filled, and you have you get sort of blinders on. So I am like, that's why I'm impressed that you saw someone else and went, I like that guy, and I won. I'm bringing him with.
Well, as you know, we've been doing it in Chicago for a long time, and you kind of think that you've seen everybody. And I'd never met Joe before, and he kind of came on, and I just liked his whole style. And it was a little unorthodox, but I really liked him, and it was a really nice guy, too, when I got to talk to him. So,
what's his last name again? It's Joe
his
what?
His name is Joe Nuccio, and he lives up in Waukegan, so coming down to Tinley Park is a little bit of a drive for him, but he's willing to do it for pizza and beer, and to help give back to a good charity. So I'm appreciative for that as well.
I really do love how you took an event that started out being about you and made it about other people, and then in turn made it about you and other people.
Isn't that great how I did that?
I really think it's genius. So again, this is Charity Strides Against Breast Cancer. Is that correct?
Yep, Making Strides Against
Breast Cancer. Making Strides.
Yeah, that's okay. And, yep, it's all for the American Cancer Society. Every dollar or penny we take for ticket sales, they go. It's a $10 donation when you walk in. So you're getting to see six, maybe seven comics for $10. You can't go wrong with that money well spent right there.
And that's Durbin's in Tinley Park?
Correct. It's off of 173rd and Oak Park Avenue. Showtime is 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. And Durbin's has also agreed to give a percentage any food sales that they sell that night. If you're going to see the show, just tell them you're going to see the show, and they're going to give 10% of all food sales back to the charity as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. How's the family, by the way? The twins, everybody?
Yeah, the twins are wonderful. Kelly's wonderful. And my oldest daughter, Michaela, is challenging me every day.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Well, she's in fourth grade now. And she comes home with her homework and asks for help. And I kind of look at her with a blank stare. I think I'm no longer help to her.
Just wait, because Griffin comes up to me, and he'll have his math homework in his hands. And he'll go, Mommy? And then I look up, and he goes, Where's Daddy?
That's great. Well, at least he knows.
Well, Michaela will learn. He's in fifth grade. It might take her another year to put it together.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure at this point Mom could help her with it either.
This is, Daddy, where's the tutor?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, it's fun being a parent. It's funny as they get older. You know, people are like, oh, you miss ages? I don't miss. Like, people are like, oh, I miss when they were two. I miss when they were, I see everything as a new adventure, don't you?
Oh, for sure. As they get older, I look at the twins are now five, and I was gone for a few days in Toledo, and I came home. And just the few days I was gone, I can't believe how big they're getting every day and how they change and their faces change and everything. And it's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's a wonderful thing. And you are doing a wonderful thing with your fundraiser coming up, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, October 30th. You can go to funnybrian.com. And the performers are Rodney Lumpkins, Brian Noonan, Denise Ramsden, Joe Nuccio, and, of course, Brian Hicks. Did I get everybody?
Fritz Knochnagel.
Oh, Fritz, that's right. Fritz is going to be on the show. How do I forget that? Yeah. I miss Fritz, too.
He was thrown there in the mix, but that's it. It's going to be a great show. I'll host the event, and, just looking for a good turnout, and it's all for a good cause. So.
Excellent. And do you want to promote where you are this week, or are you trying to drive everybody?
I'd love to. I'm actually on my way home from Zanies in Rosemont.
Ooh.
I'm there tonight through Saturday. And it's great. I get to work with different headliners every night of the week, which is it's always fun.
Headliners to be announced when you get there?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's a great place to see shows, too. I love that club. It's one of the best clubs in the
world. Yeah, it is really nice. And they take care of you. That's great. It's awesome as well. So.
Very cool. Well, Brian, I look forward to having you in studio again very soon, whenever you have time to come in. I know that you've got a lot going on with the family and with gigs and things like that. But when you can, come in studio and hang out with me.
I would love to do that, Patty. I really appreciate you taking the time to let me on.
Of course. You know what? Maybe we'll check in with you again next week before the event. Why don't we do another phone call so we can remind people about your event? Yeah. Making Strides against Breast Cancer, October 30th. Go to funnybrian.com for more info. Now, be safe. I know you're on the road, aren't you? Be safe.
I will. Thanks, Patty. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Of course. You're listening Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. Thank you for hanging out pretty late, and I've been hanging out all the whole show, and I'm so grateful for that. Elliot Serrano, Geek to Me, is in studio with me, and we started out early tonight. We were at the Billy Goat for a little bit. We had our grilled cheese sandwich from Bill from the Grill.
Bill from the Grill, who took care of me, and I said I would mention him at least six times. So, Bill from the Grill, thank you so much. Bill from the Grill, thank you for that great burger.
We'll spread
you
them
made
out.
Me. Right. And Bill from the Grill, you're my man.
That's right. That's at the Billy Goat. He's my guy. He gives me, he makes that grilled cheese sandwich, and sometimes he'll throw a burger on there for me. So, it's a grilled cheese burger sandwich on white bread. It's delicious.
Sometimes, you said? It's like a burger surprise?
Well, I don't always want a burger.
Oh.
I'm not supposed to eat very much red meat.
Oh, got it. Right. That's,
and then, of course, right. I said I had too much meat yesterday, and all the boys giggled at the Billy Goat. Was that what I said? What did I say that made everybody giggle? I had too much meat yesterday. How is that?
You've been doing that afternoon.
But it's an absolute fact. I, yesterday, had pork, which is...
Oh.
What? How are these things, like...
I don't get that one. I had pork.
I had pork. I went to the Purple Pig. I was at the Purple Pig yesterday.
Yeah.
And today I was at the Billy Goat, and I had to choose my...
And so yesterday you were just full of meat.
I was. I had.
You got your. You got,
I, am I full of meat?
Right.
Yes. Fill of meat. I have my fill of
you
meat.
You got your fill of meat.
Yes. Are we aiming for?
No, we're not.
Are we aiming
What are
for
you
the,
saying?
Yes.
I don't get it. I thought we were just talking about Purple Pig.
Purple Pig's amazing. And so is a Billy Goat.
Isn't it? The Purple
it is.
Pig is amazing.
We had the pig platter.
Did you?
There was a pig. There's a pig platter. There's a platter of pig.
Is there a large variety of pig in the pig platter?
There is a large variety of pig on the pig platter.
Wow.
Yes. There's all kinds of pork.
Is it bacon? There's got to be bacon.
Well, there's like that prosciutto.
Prosciutto is good.
Prosciutto.
That's
yeah.
good.
But
capicola.
There's that. There was chorizo. There was pork. Mm-hmm.
So Italians made the dish for you.
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And I believe Greeks made my grilled cheese sandwich tonight at the Billy Goat. Thanks for Bill at the grill.
It was so nice and brown. It wasn't like charred or anything. It was like a perfectly neat and contained grilled cheese sandwich.
I did not get a picture of it. I probably should have gotten
you
a picture.
You should have. That was almost too perfect.
I couldn't wait to eat it, so I couldn't take time taking a picture of it. And you had a burger at the Billy. I love yeah. I just like hanging out there. And when we got back here, we were doing our show rundown, and one of the stories that Craig had pulled for me was about how you can now Google Earth, the park where the chimpanzees are that that Jane Goodall was working at. And you mentioned that you knew Jane Goodall.
I've met Jane Goodall. I've volunteered for her whenever she's in town. I generally will pick her up from the airport and take her to her hotel room.
Why is that?
I became friends with the former director of the Jane Goodall Roots and Shoots Education, the local chapter here in Chicago. So I became friends with him. And then whenever Jane was in town, he'd say, "Hey, do you want to help out?" And,
mm-hmm.
I would do that. So I was on a first name basis with Jane Goodall. Whenever I pick her up at the airport, she gives me a hug. She kisses me on the cheek.
Aww.
It's very, very sweet of her.
I like that.
And I've never been to Gombe though. So that's the area that you're supposed to be able to see.
Well, now you can go there with Google Earth. You can be there in the park.
Which she's talked about it in the past, how it used to have this large expanse of trees that, because of the deforestation, a lot of it's been lost. So
oh, no.
I'm curious to see what how it looks like on Google Earth. I'm going to check it out.
Well, it's kind of cool that you can go. You can do that now. I mean, that's one of the great things about the internet is how you can explore so much more of the world. If you can't go, if you're not going to go there, we can now go there.
Well, I'm wondering if it's a truly accurate picture, though, when you think about it. You know,
right, of course.
Because I Google Earth my own house from time to time.
Is it your neighbor's house?
Yeah, and I'm there going, I go, I don't own that car anymore. I don't know why it's still in my driveway. You know, so I've had that. I've had that sort of thing happen.
Have I ever told you that we're on? I believe it's still there. If you go to Irving Park Road and Elston, and if you Google Earth around toward the Elston going westbound, I am parked there at that intersection in my minivan. It's true. If you Google Earth.
I really like this as a bit, like Finding Us Where's Waldo style. Where on Google's Earth are we?
See, I have to look it up and see if my minivan is still at that intersection.
Yeah.
It's
That's my new goal, is to get on Google Earth a whole bunch of times.
You have to follow the Google. I wonder. They
just gonna follow it.
You have to follow the car.
Why is this guy in every shot?
Well, there are people who do that. That they know when the cars that the Google cars and that are do like the for Google Maps and Google Street View. Mm-hmm. They know when these vehicles are scheduled to come by, so they do outrageous things so that the cameras will pick them up doing different things, like on the sides of the street.
I was just parked. Well, I was not parked. I was taking a left from Elston onto Irving Park Road, and we saw the Google car. We were like, oh, no, what if they got us? And they got us. We were picture.
They got you all right.
They got me. Let me see if I – what is it? Can I just Google intersection, Milwaukee and – I mean intersection?
Yeah, you can, but you have to have the Google Earth thing on the computer.
Oh, do I? Do I not have that?
No, we don't.
Oh.
That's not auto-loaded.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, I didn't – I really have to learn how these things work. Are these cameras working? Am I on,
no, we're,
am I
on
television
we're on
right
the stream.
Now?
I'm actually – I've been rewatching our workout, and it is awesome.
Can we
You know who we don't have at all, though, is Carm. He wasn't in the shot.
Oh, because he was back there?
He was in this little corner over here, so all of Carm's workout was for naught.
Was
you not
stationary?
Working out is all over the shot.
That was great. And who was our winner that won our gift card? Do you know?
He was from the 615. I don't have all his info yet. We had to text him back.
That's fine. That's wonderful. So that's working.
Yeah. Two for two.
People are watching on WGNRadio.com. You can live stream us. We're not going to work out for the rest of the show.
My favorite from tonight's, though, is the question, did I just win? Was that the workout? Because none of us were doing the same thing. So they were very confused.
You know, that was happening.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to make our surprise guests follow any sort of rules. We just said workout. We didn't say it had to be the same workout.
Yeah, no.
They're dancing to their own beat, man. And but we forgot to go out and do selfies with the with Pegasus, Elliot, before you leave.
Oh, that's right. I'm really tempted to just get on that.
You cannot get
Patty
on.
Will not let you.
I will. I so want to just drive up and down Michigan Avenue in the middle of the night and just shove people off of the horses.
Yes.
That's really my – or to put spikes on the saddle.
It's so disrespectful to the actual cause to go ahead and do something like that.
But you've got a horse with a saddle.
Yeah. I understand. I understand.
And there's a rider. There's a rider there.
There should be a rider there. It's a riderless horse.
I would be honoring the rider.
No.
By riding on top of him? That's not how you honor
people. You know, some of these statues have been broken. There was another statue right in front.
I heard of that one,
yes.
Yeah.
So that's why we would prefer you not mount the horse.
That's only the second time I've heard that this week.
Do not mount that horse. That should be our own metaphor. That should be our don't you dare mount that horse. 720 WGN.
We didn't have time to talk about it. Did not make the show. It had to go. Maybe next time. I don't know. This is the end of the show. We gotta go.
That's not the workout.
Show.
I don't want people to worry about it. I mean, that was spectacular. Are you okay? You didn't fall down and hurt yourself, did you? He disappeared. He did it wasn't even walking. Like some people do the walking down the stairs like that.
I did like the stuttering elevator, is what I call it.
The stuttering elevator?
Yeah.
Elliot,
it's a little bit broken.
We have to rewind that for Elliot. I don't think he did not see that. He was busy watching me doing my jams over here. Wow, there's so much. There's so very, very much we did not get to. I didn't even, you know what? I never even pulled up an article that we had except for the KFC girl who in China who refused to leave when her boyfriend dumped her. So there's a lot of stories we didn't get to. We also did not get to, you know what? Let's save dating texting versus married texting for tomorrow night. So we didn't get to it tonight, but we're going to talk about the differences between how you text someone when you're dating and then when you marry them.
Now, that's an obvious difference.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, when you're dating, you're like, oh, I got to text them. When you're married, you're like, eh.
Mm. And a lot of things, like, they get shorter. They're also, like, I love you, a lot of I love yous on the
when
texting.
When you're dating.
Yeah,
yes.
When you're dating. And then when you're married, it's like, hey, what's for dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, things like that. So maybe we already covered it. Is that it? I think we can go over it a little more tomorrow. We'll get to that tomorrow. And we did not get to a scientist in the 17th century who believed that that birds migrated to the moon. That they traveled 60 days to get to the moon.
Yeah, and really wrong scientists in general.
Really wrong.
Or really just wrong predictions, like the guy that predicted the internet wasn't going to be a thing.
Wasn't going to be a thing?
Right, like no one's going to be interested in that.
But a lot of us, I remember being in college and my professor, Professor Vernon Burton, who was my mentor in history at U of I, said that we were all going to go to tablets
way back when I was a freshman. See, that was a while ago, just so everybody knows. I know that like 10 years ago, it might have seemed like it, but more than that ago, it seemed crazy that we would stop reading. The paper would somehow be on its way out. Isn't that strange?
Well, the Minority Report had a bit, if you see the movie, is it where they... It's not just tablets, but it's like newspapers that were on a kind of a film that you could carry with you. And when you opened it, it would just transform into whatever the paper was for that particular day.
Wow.
Which and they're still working on that because you have collapsible keyboards, keyboards that you can wrap up and put in your pocket. So that the technology is almost here.
Wow. Where you just kind of unroll it. It's just like that, like a film.
Yeah. And then just,
and it just changes to whatever.
Whatever you want to read.
Oh. See?
You know, another one we didn't get to that I forgot to even mention when we were creating our rundown is contact with aluminum may lower male fertility. With aluminum.
Like I'm sorry, contact.
Touching it? Just touching it with your hand.
I wasn't sure if you... thank you.
It's not direct contact. Yeah, no, it's any kind of bodily contact.
I just think the science has to be specific.
Continued exposure to aluminum may lower your fertility levels. So people who drink a lot of... You know, soda.
But if they drink it out of the can, or is it
right? Just the can itself, just touching aluminum may. It's one of our stories. We had it. It was in there.
So would that induce you to now use more plastic bottles for your soda?
Maybe.
Elliot?
If you're trying to make the babies.
Well, they I also heard too that if you're vegetarian or vegan, you have a lower sperm count too.
Oh, I'm in trouble then.
Well, that's for men.
I know. I'm silly, but I'm not too silly. Not too uninformed. So what else didn't we get to? Oh, single quotes versus double quotes. You only need single quotation marks if you're quoting something inside of an original quote. Is that correct, Elliot? You're the writer.
That would be that's how you should do it.
That's how you should do it.
The way these crazy kids are just remaking the English language the way they want.
Are they single quoting?
Well, they're single quoting. They're ain't is a word now.
Is it really?
I was told forever
no.
that ain't wasn't a word, but it's a word now.
How is it a word?
It's in the dictionary.
What verbs is it conjugating?
I don't. That's again. They just put it in there. They bowed to pressure.
Who bows to pressure? The people that the dictionary people.
Big dictionary. Yes.
I don't like it. Nick DiGilio's in the studio. I'm not sure if you have any thoughts on whether or not ain't. It's kind of like
they add words to the dictionary every year.
Yeah, but ain't just is wrong.
To answer your question, Patty, am not, are not, is not, is now ain't.
Am not, are not. Okay, are not's fine, but that's aren't. There's already one that exists for it.
Is not and am not.
Isn't. Am not's not a...
Ain't is the least of the stupidest words that have been added to the dictionary.
That's true. You've got a good point.
You know?
And Google is a verb, I think, has now been added as a word in the dictionary, which... And by the way, somebody pointed out on the internet that Buffy the Vampire Slayer was the first show to ever use Google as a verb. So I think that's an important historical moment.
Speaking of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Craig, have you seen the Avengers trailer?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Good Lord.
No, that makes sense. What he said made sense. Joss Whedon.
Okay.
It's amazing.
You
know, it's amazing.
We spent it's fine. It's just so funny to me.
We spent so much time talking about it during
the show. No, it's not even that. It's that, and I need Carm.
Oh, you talked about it already?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not just that. It's how, for me, it's more how deliciously excited you guys are about,
It looks unbelievable.
I understand
that. Nick is actually a guy that doesn't super love all these movies with comic book heroes, and the fact that he's so excited
about this. I don't like the dark ones. I think Christopher Nolan screwed up a lot of comic book movies
Well, apparently DC comics suck, according to some people.
But what this trailer made it look a little bit dark, though.
It does. I mean, it does look dark. But, you know, I thought I didn't even recognize James Spader's voice.
No. It's so good.
It's so cool.
Oh, yeah.
But did you like the Hulkbuster? What's it called?
Hulkbuster.
Hulkbuster.
The Iron Man Hulkbuster outfit when he's fighting the Hulk.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been apparently it was leaked early. It was supposed to be on.
I just watched it 5 minutes ago.
Everyone's watching
it. Well, what's funny is Marvel found out that it got leaked. Someone from Marvel leaked it, and they're probably fired now. But so they found out the company, and they just tweeted out, darn it, Hydra, and then they just released it themselves.
There you go.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's got like 8 million hits.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. So I mean, just the reaction from the five people that have been in my studio tonight. I had to take pictures of react. I had to watch people watching it because they were so pumped about it.
It looks awesome. It just looks awesome.
Elliot?
I mean, I'm basing this upon, and I'm assuming that they're probably, because that was the first trailer. It doesn't come out till May.
Right.
So I'm assuming the second trailer, they'll probably throw some humor in, because I'm sure that it's going to have some.
Oh, sure.
There's going to, knowing Joss Whedon and judging the first movie, which the first movie was so entertaining. And so funny. So I'm sure that that element, well, the first one was just like scary, serious. I
mean, this trailer was just an Ultron trailer. It was it was essentially just introducing Ultron to us.
Okay. Spader's voice is really cool.
Oh, so cool.
It's so cool.
Wow, everyone's very Elliot. Are you excited? Everyone's
Really. I mean, come on.
Well, someone on Facebook said, "How is someone supposed to effing sleep until May?" That's the, I'm sorry. I believe I did edit that correctly, right? Did I get all the? I'm not sure which one I pulled out. That's the word. Have there been trailers that have blown you away that you were then disappointed by the movie?
That happens all the time.
Yeah, because they were saying Terminator, the Terminator Salvation was a great preview and not a great
I don't remember the trailer, but the movie sucked.
That's the impression I was left. I don't get to watch that many trailers anymore, so I can't. Yeah. I don't have that much to draw on.
Oh, I can give you one. Vantage Point. Vantage Point was this movie that came out a few years ago with Dennis Quaid. And it was told from the point of view of different. It was about an assassination.
With Matthew Fox. Matthew Fox is the Secret Service guy, right?
And the trailer was awesome. I remember seeing the trailer and going, "Oh, this is going to be the greatest movie ever made." And then I saw the movie and I was like, "Eh."
Yeah, it was.
They didn't pull it off.
It was too herky jerky. I thought with the sort of out of sequence.
And they should cut a check to Kurosawa anytime anybody makes a movie like that because of Rashomon.
Do you think what puts it over the top, Nick, is the music they pick for the trailer? If it's a really good song or they use it really well, then the trailer can be even better.
I mean, you know, it's and then 90% of the time when they put like some cool song in the trailer, it's not in the movie.
It's not in the movie, right. Yeah. There have been movies, I thought, and this is way back, the Home for the Holidays, I thought, was poorly marketed as a comedy. And they, like, in the trailer, and I remember this, don't ask me why I remember this specifically, but there were scenes in the trailer that were actually not in the movie.
Oh, that happens all the time.
That was bothersome to me. I don't know why that's the one I remember. It's not that recent. But.
It's the movie The Master, the Paul Thomas Anderson movie from a couple of years ago. In the trailer for that movie, 30% of the trailer is not in the movie. Because he cuts all the way up until release, before the movie is released, because that's just the way P.T. Anderson
is. Need something for marketing, so I guess that makes sense.
The trailers were weird for them. Well, the movie was weird, but for The Master, I remember the first time I saw the trailer for The Master, I'm like, Paul Thomas Anderson has lost his mind, but I love him. He's my favorite director.
And what's coming up tonight on your show?
We're doing some Halloween stuff. Okay. We got a magician who's going to be doing a haunted tour of a house. We also have a woman who has been a set designer for many, many years and is going to give tips on how to make your house look really creepy on the cheap.
Oh, I like that one. I'll be listening to all of that. So, and the magician, too. I like all of it. Coming up on Nick D's show, and